Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Hair Radio
show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Gary Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Come on.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, we have a very, very special guest with us today. He's from the world of music. You know him well. The Hair Radio Morning Show would like to welcome the one and only Mr. Tony Terry. Good
hey,
morning. Good
you.
Morning.
Hey, Terry.
Yeah.
How are you? How's it going?
Well, I'm doing great. It is awesome to have you on the show. We finally got
here.
You here. Yeah. Awesome. Well, listen, this music, your music, has touched so many folks. I'm raising my hand right now, folks out there. It has. It really has. It resonates with everybody. You've been, you know, you really put the time in, and you've had a remarkable career. So we're going to get into all of that. I'm going to find out what you're doing now. We want to know everything, Mr. Tony Terry.
All right. Okay.
All right.
The unsung version.
There you go. And by the way, I've heard some of that, and I've watched a lot of this and done my little research and all that stuff, so we're ready. The
okay,
first
great.
Thing that that really jumps out at me, of course, everybody knows, you know, just one of your biggest hits, of course, was that amazing song With You.
Mm-hmm.
And but before we get there, I want to talk about the first album.
Okay.
Because
okay.
you had some hits on there.
I did. You know, it was really interesting, my journey to even putting out a first album, because I was... Let me give you the succinct version as tightly as I possibly can of
okay.
what happened. I had been in New York for a couple of years, and I had auditioned for the off-Broadway show Mom, I Want to Sing a few times and had gotten turned away. And the last time that I went, that I didn't want to go and didn't care if I was in the show at all at that point, of course, I made it.
Wow. And you were probably in the version I saw, too.
Yeah.
I saw it one time.
Yeah. I was in with Deatra Hicks was playing.
Yes.
I was probably there. And,
wow.
And so I did that for a few years, and I was about to just kind of, you know, just go home, actually, back to D.C., and I had decided that enough, you know, it wasn't really going the way that I wanted it to, and I was going to go back to D.C. And so maybe a day or two before I was supposed to leave, one of my buddies was like, we're going to see this band. And he took me to the Danceteria, which I don't think is open in New York anymore. And there was the place was packed. And there was this band playing, and they were good. And, you know, I'm young and, you know, cocky probably. And I told him after the set, and he came to ask me, you know, what I thought of his band. And I told him, I thought they were great, except they were missing something. And that something was me. and so he was like, okay, here's your time to shine. So I started singing maybe a Luther Vandross song or something in this packed basement of this club. And this gentleman turned around, who I had never met before, but it turns out he was Ted Currier. And Ted's claim to fame was Atomic Dog that he had produced and, you know, George Clinton stuff. And he was one of the first DJs, if not the first DJs, to do live dance mixes in New York at 92 KTU.
Of course, KTU.
Yeah, back in the day. And, but I didn't know all of that at this time. And so he gave me his card and asked me to give him a call. And I held on to his card. I didn't go back to D.C. I held on to his card maybe a week or so. And I called him late at night. I just, you know, figured that he was a musician like me and he was probably going to be working. And so I called him, and he was excited to hear from me, like, what took so long for me to call him? And he invited me to come over to a session he was working on. And I was in East Orange at the time. So I had to catch the bus to the path to the subway to 42nd Street, and then walk up.
See, and I understand that, and most of the folks in New York, New Jersey area, we know what you mean, and especially if you're in Jersey.
Right. It was a bit of a journey.
Okay,
so I finally get there, and I walk into the studio, and Ted has Parliament Funkadelic in there working.
Wow.
And I am starstruck, mesmerized. You know, I hadn't seen anything like that before. I was a huge fan, I still am, of their work. A huge fan of their work. And but let me say this. I understood what funk music really came from. And I'm just going to leave it there.
All right. I kind of got that. Okay.
And so I met one of my boys there who actually, his name was Daryl Mull. Daryl Mull was a young musician at the time who was in the very first show that brought me from D.C. to the area, to New Brunswick, actually, Crossroads Theater, where we were doing Black Nativity. And after about 4 weeks in of rehearsal, this young man in the band came up to me and said, "I don't know about these other cats, but you are a star." And I never thought about that before. I never even considered, you know, I was a part of this crew that had came up to New Jersey from D.C., you know, in pursuit of our careers, in pursuit of our dreams. And, but to think that I was a star, I mean, I was in the ensemble, you know, so to be picked out by anybody probably at that age and recognize that, you know, something as big as being considered a star would be like, wow.
That's huge.
Yeah, and something I had not even considered, even though I had been pursuing this thing of being an entertainer for a long time. Didn't ever really think be a star. Just wanted to work.
Wow.
And so after the show was over, I started working with him, and we wrote my very first demo. It was called Don't Hold Back. And he and I he shopped it to Ted Curry. I played it for Ted Curry. Ted thought it was a great record, and then that started it. So I came down to the studio, and he had Parliament in there, and he said, Daryl said, "Ted, if you put my boy in the booth, you'll fire all them jokers." You know, it's like typical New Yorkian kind of energy.
Yeah.
And so Ted was like, "Really? Well, let's see." And I'm thinking, really? Seriously, Daryl? And so he puts me in the booth, sure enough. And I was ready, and he did fire the Parliament. And I did end up doing that project for the Boogie Boys on Capitol Records called Survival of the Freshest. And it was actually the first R&B album, I mean the first rap record that incorporated R&B hooks. It started that whole thing. And
that's amazing.
I mean, at the time, I didn't realize it was so amazing. And so while I was recording, Ted's wife says, "Tony," she spoke a lot like Michelet. Tony.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
His real little mousy voice.
No more lies. We know her well.
You know, really small voice, and she asked me to come in and sing for this group of people that were in one of the rooms. And I didn't think to be nervous. I was already in there recording. I didn't know who they were. So I didn't have a problem walking into the room and singing, you know, a song for them. And so I did. And it turns out that those people were management at Capitol Records. And they offered me a deal right away. Seven albums.
Holy cow. That's unheard of.
I know.
It kind of was unheard of then.
It was unheard of. It was unheard of then. And,
absolutely.
I didn't know that I was auditioning. So I wasn't nervous. I wasn't anxious. I was warmed up. I was ready for this. And that's what happened. And so the gentleman who would be responsible for me in terms of A&R was fired soon after I was signed. And their intention was for me to delve into Nat King Cole's catalog and record and, you know, restructure or find some of these classics. And I was 19, 20, so I didn't
even because he was the main capital big-time artist.
But built Capitol Records.
Right, exactly.
And I was ignorant to that fact at that time.
Wow.
And I was just not interested in recording Nat King Cole's catalog. Now, in retrospect, I think that probably would have been a good idea to consider. I don't know what it would have been, but, you know, at least to give it a shot. But I wasn't really, I didn't think that I had enough, you know, I was like, Nat King Cole, come on, I was 19. So you can imagine, I just was not in the Nat King Cole frame of mind.
Well, listen, it took Natalie a while herself to record Nat King Cole's music, so I can understand that.
But now, you know, I can hear it. Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa, men have named you. I can hear it.
Wow.
But then I couldn't. And so the guy was fired, and he was rehired at Epic. His name is Don Grierson, and he convinced Epic to buy my contract from Capitol before I sang a note.
That is amazing.
It's like, wow, so all this money, all these, you know, is it really that much money? Did they really pay that much money to buy me from them in terms of my contract? Because when you say buy me, it kind of sounds a little weird.
But no, we get it. Wow.
Buy my contract, and yeah, so... When I was moved over to Epic, I was there with Michael Jackson, Luther Vandross, Tina Marie.
Wasn't that Sony, or didn't it become Sony or something?
Yeah, it was Sony Epic, and they also had Columbia. At the time, they had Mariah Carey on the other side on the Columbia side.
Oh, my God.
So it was like, amazing. This guy, they have signed me, and then once they had me over there, they didn't know what to do. Like, well, okay, we got him now. Now what? And it turns out that the head of the A&R department at Epic was Johnny Gill's godfather. And all he talked about was Johnny Gill all day, every day. And so it was clear that I was not going to get his full attention.
You weren't going to be, right. Yeah.
And then we put out She's Fly, and it caught everybody by surprise. No one expected it. And there was like, okay, we see something, but not sure what yet. And then it was Lovey Dovey, and
She's Fly was a huge, like you said, a huge, huge hit. Top 10 hit.
It was, and but they still weren't convinced. The label wasn't convinced, and somebody's calling me. I should have had my phone on Do Not Disturb. I'll call them back. I will ignore them.
That's okay. Right.
So. It just went on, you know, so we had three singles off of the first album. She's Fly, Lovey Dovey, actually four, and Forever Yours, which was the title cut.
Yeah.
And then we had, I believe Young Love was on that first album as well.
And Lovey Dovey charted even higher than
it did.
She's Fly, so that's amazing.
It did. Okay, so now it's time for the second album. And the first
But were you nervous, though? Because everybody always says about the sophomore thing, or what is it, the sophomore slump thing and this and that.
You know when they say ignorance is bliss. I didn't know anything about all of that. I did know it as it related to theater, because usually opening night is the adrenaline.
I never knew that it related to theater. That's amazing.
Usually the night after opening night is, they call it after opening night blues, because the second night is usually not nearly as good as the opening night. And then it picks
up. Thank you for educating me. Thank you. Oh, you really have, and I appreciate that. I'll tell you why later.
It's time to choose the first single from the second album, which was self-titled, was Head Over Heels. And it was time to choose the second single, and I had chosen With You. And the label didn't agree. They called me in for a meeting.
I can't believe they didn't agree. But
they did not agree. I mean, they were pretty. Well, I wouldn't say forceful, but you know, they stood where they stood. They didn't think it was a good idea.
Adamant.
And I just wouldn't let it go. I was like, nope. I think it should be with you. And they couldn't. And in fact, I remember clearly hearing the president at the time of the label say, "Tone, only Stevie Wonder could get away with a song like this." I was like, yeah, okay, well, let's just see. And so they put it out. But I think that in an effort to teach me a lesson, they put out With You with you know, back in the day, there was a whole setup. You know, there was a rollout for a single or an artist, you know, the whole setup thing, which did not happen for With You. And it was also
like the promotion that goes along with it when the record is released.
Didn't happen.
Yeah.
Didn't happen. And when they, you know, your promotion, your marketing team that actually services radio, which happens on usually one day a week, and if you can imagine back in the day, there were 40 or so major labels. So you have 40 reps from those labels going to, let's say, WBLS, and they probably have only 5 slots for new singles this week. But you got 40 people vying for those 5 slots. Okay. So my record was serviced to radio with no information on it.
It was a
blank label, which to me would have made it stand out even more, because you're getting a plain label, unmarked vinyl 12-inch single from Epic Records. What could that be? That you don't put anything on
it. Might have worked in your favor.
I believe it did, because then With You started to live. It started without any support from them. There was not going to be a video. There was none of that. And then one day I happened to walk into my manager's office, and the phone was ringing, and maybe our receptionist had gone to the bathroom or something. I don't know. She wasn't there. And I answered the phone, and it was Anita Baker. She was looking for me. I didn't
Superstar
know Anita Baker.
Anita Baker was calling herself.
Herself. She was like, "This is Anita Baker, and I'm looking for Tony Terry." And I'm thinking, get out. First of all, this couldn't possibly be Anita Baker.
Had you guys worked together or anything?
I did not know her.
Wow.
Had never met her before. Had never even had a conversation with her before that moment.
Wow.
And I was a fan of hers, but you know,
of course,
I didn't know her.
Yeah.
So she called, and I honestly did not believe that I was speaking to Anita Baker. But I went along with it, okay?
Right,
But it would have made sense, because she was calling my office, and actually our receptionist would have taken the call, and then it probably would have gone to my managers, and then maybe gotten
it would have gone
to
a few folks, right?
Yeah. But I got the call. And
then
she was like, "Tony, this is Tony." I was like, "Yeah, this is Tony." And she said, I was awakened last night, one of the most beautiful songs I've ever heard in my life. And I had done The Party Machine, which used to come on after the Arsenio Hall show.
I think I remember that.
And she said, "What is going on?" And I was like, "Well, first of all, thank you for, you know, calling." I still wasn't sure, convinced that I was talking to Anita Baker, but I went in to tell her, that, you know, I appreciated the phone call, and, you know, thank you for, you know, enjoying the music, and there was not going to be a video because the label didn't think it was a hit. And she was like, "What? Those people wouldn't know a hit if it hit him in the forehead." And she said, she made another comment. I don't know if I should repeat it, but I'm going to say it because she said it. She said, "I'm on the label with Keith Washington, and Keith could not shine your shoes."
Okay, if you're out there listening, Keith, we still love you.
I love Keith. He's one of my boys.
Nice, yeah.
What Miss Wayne
And
I thought, wow.
Absolutely.
She said, You know, why? I don't understand. And so, listen, Tony, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to send you $50,000. And I want you to shoot the video. I need to see a video. And I was like, what?
Wow.
What am I supposed to, like, how do I pay you back? How do we do this? She's like, don't even worry about it. Just blow up. Just be the star that you are. Just be the star that you are. And, you know, and then this check came certified for $50,000. And she said she was going to call Blair Underwood because she wanted him to direct. Turns out With You was his directorial debut. And he was in it. And, It was. If you've seen the video, it's because
seen it. We've worn it out.
I call her my guardian angel because, and you know what's really interesting, because moving forward 25 years, the Monique Show, which was being recorded here in Atlanta at the WB, I think it was, and I had been on as a guest and performed, and we had heard that Anita Baker was coming, and my mother-in-law is and was a huge fan, and of course so are we. So I contacted the show and told them I wanted to come back and, you know, be in the audience when she came, and they put us on the front row. And so she comes out and she sings her song, you know, and she's all into it. She got her eyes closed, and just at the end of the song she sings, "Sweet love, don't you ever go away," and she opens her eyes and we make eye contact, and she sees me, and I can see her recognize me. I saw that in her in her expression. And then they cut to commercial, and she calls Monique over, and they clearly are having a conversation that I would think was about me because they were looking at me. And you know, and so it comes back from the commercial break, and Monique says, you know, during the commercial break, Miss Baker told me this story about, you know, giving this brother here, this young man, Tony Terry, and she introduced me, you know, $50,000 to shoot the video for With You. And then she asked Miss Baker, "Why did you do that?" And she said, "I was being obedient to the spirit. I was compelled to do it." And I thought, wow.
I'm speechless. That's amazing.
I thought, wow. You know, to hear the spirit speak to you, and then you move because you felt like you didn't have a choice, you had to do it, or that you would be, you know, not, you know, disobeying, you know, whatever it was. She felt compelled to do so, and I was really moved by it. She never wanted anything back. She just wanted to honor what she was led to do. It was on her spirit to do so, and she did it. And I just thought that was really a powerful thing. And then, of course,
that was amazing. That's huge.
And then when With You began to, you know, live, and the video was out, and you know, started moving up the charts, and then of course, the label was like, "Oh yeah, we knew this was a brilliant artist from the very beginning," you know. And then I'm looking at them like, "I know you didn't just say
that." That is funny.
and it was then that I learned, or quickly, about the politics, because at that point, even though they had zero interest in the record, I had to let them claim, you know, the responsibility
for
its success, because, you know, if I had made a big stink about it, then, you know, it's politics, and it's an ego-driven business, and, you know, okay, all right, y'all did it. I'm so glad I'm signed with Epic. Two thumbs up.
Well, that song, I'm just still blown away by the fact that they could not detect that. Well, how can you be an A&R or this or that, and or whatever it was, the music, you know, executive, and without, you know, just not having that little certain something. I mean, I don't understand that.
It didn't fit the song structure of the day.
Of what they had.
It was different. And, you know, the chorus didn't repeat the way choruses typically do on R&B records.
Right.
And I wasn't necessarily, while I was singing my face off, or at least I thought I was, it wasn't in a traditional R&B kind of way.
It wasn't formulaic, which is, to them, you know,
I thought it was, you know, just not a good move to do, and then it turned out to be like it overshadowed
an amazing
everything.
Has stood the test of time.
Yeah. I mean, people, when I sing songs like, you know, Lovey Dovey or She's Fly or head over heels, people are like, oh, I forgot he sang that song.
Exactly.
You know?
But once you hear it, exactly.
Right. You know, wow. With You came in and just took over. Just, and then all of a sudden, I was a, you know, this balladeer.
All well,
of a sudden,
I
I'm a crooner.
That song, I could play it like literally a good 3 times in a row. I mean, I just love it so much. And just like all of our, you know, our listeners out there, this is something that's really huge. And, you know, I was watching, I think you did a piece with someone, and it just hit me because these songs really, when people say, and I know, you know, we get a chance to have a lot of wonderful artists like yourself to come on the show, but when we say that we, our lives are really shaped by your music, we really mean it.
You know, and,
you know that's really the truth.
And it's not something that I take for granted. I have been asked to sing at homegoing services. At
wow.
To sing right. With you. And I'd be like, well,
really?
It's a weird. It's a little bit weird.
Wow.
And then they would say, this was, you know, this was the song that I sang to my child when my child was a baby. And, you know, it was yeah. our favorite song. And so then I
yes.
felt, then it gave it a whole
That's
different kind of weight. And,
right.
You know, I know that honestly has nothing to do with me. I say to God be the glory because,
exactly.
You know, I recognize that to have the ability to affect people on an emotional
That's
level
right.
is
That's
spiritual.
Right.
And
That's right.
and that does not come from me. It comes through me. And I'm just grateful that I was gifted in such a way that I can affect people. And it's humbling. It's not something that swells me up with pride. It actually is humbling that, you know, that I have it and I'm grateful. And I always say to God be the glory.
Well, Tony, I have to say, just even in you telling the story, I was like, no, I'm thinking to myself, I would have been so upset, you know, just the fact that we might not have heard that record. Like, that is enough to just how I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to get over that. But that really tells you a lot, you know, so. Folks, if you're just joining us, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, today we have a very special guest with us today. As you know, we always bring you the very latest with some of the amazing artists that are out there. And today, absolutely, is no exception. Mr. Tony Terry is with us, and we are just so pleased. Good morning again, Tony, and again, welcome to the show.
Again, thank you for having me, Carrie. I love
yes.
it.
Yeah,
you know,
no,
it's really refreshing when interviewers kind of know how to interview because, you know, you have not asked one typical question yet, and I like that.
Oh, you're very kind. Well, I appreciate that. You know, I really do. I have to tell you, and just even kind of going back a little bit, one of the things that kind of got to me a little bit, I saw something where you had indicated that, like, when you kind of were starting out, and you were working, I used to work, like, I'm from, you know, Jersey and Philly and New York and Jersey and all that stuff. So I was aware of the summer youth employment folks. In fact, they still owe me a certificate award to this day. But I remember them, and I heard something, and you had worked for them as well, which kind of was your unofficial paying start in the industry.
Yeah,
and I just love that story so much.
Yeah,
so please tell us a little bit more about that because that's how you got started.
It is. You know, I was one day watching television and this super exciting show came on called Fame about a high school
of
performing arts. And, you know, there were artists, there were dancers dancing in the hallway. There were musicians practicing, you know, on the lawn outside. There were actors working on scenes. There were visual artists painting on the walls inside the school. And there were singers, you know, having voice lessons. And I thought, wow, you can do that in school? And it took a minute to process. And then I found out that there was a school like that in D.C., the Duke Ellington School
wow.
of the Arts.
Amazing.
And I the first year I asked my mom could I audition because we didn't live in D.C. We lived in Maryland, in Landover, Maryland. And it would have meant a commute. And the first year I asked my mother, and she said, no.
Oh, my.
I mean, wow. Unequivocally, no. but what? No. Okay. Because I said so. It was one of those. And and so I didn't. But the next year, I went and auditioned, and I was so green. I had never auditioned before for anything. And I didn't know how to audition. And I thought that I would take a record with me. And I had an album of Jeffrey Osborne.
Oh.
And I was going to sing along with it. That was going to be my audition. That's how green I was.
Wow.
No one told me how to audition for anything. So I go into Duke Ellington and for my audition, and I say, okay, where's the record player?
Oh, they're like,
they were like, that's not how we
right.
do it. And so I was like, well, how do you do it?
Wow.
And so they asked me if I had a song prepared, and of course I did. And I sang it, and I just happened to sing it a cappella, and they let me in.
Well, I have to say that is amazing.
They let me in, and I was terribly excited, and then I told my mother I auditioned.
What did she say?
She actually, after I auditioned, I told her, I said, Mom, I'm going to Duke Ellington this year. And she said, oh, okay. Like, I probably said it with, you know, like, I'm sure I said it with so much confidence because I was already in.
Right.
And I knew that, you know, like, my parents had supported me my whole life. And they knew that it was, you know, that singing was a passion for me. And so she didn't resist. And I was surprised that she didn't resist. But it meant
wow.
that I was going to have to stay with my aunt in D.C., where she welcomed me with open arms. With
that
her three other children in the hood. In the very seed of the scornful.
Wow.
She didn't lose any one of us. Nobody ever went into the system. Nobody ever got in trouble. Nobody ever. So she became this iconic person in the hood because no one messed with her children because they respected her.
I love that. Well, I've got to tell you. Yo, Joe, you go ahead, please.
Yeah. So I went in. I got to Duke Ellington, and it was the best time. It was the time that I learned. You know, we had a longer than normal school day, and we would do academics during the day, and then we would focus on our particular arts in the afternoon. And you know, it was then that I learned about, you know, 8-hour rehearsals and longer, getting it until we get it right. We're going to do it until we get it right, and then the opportunity to audition for and do the street theater, which Mike Malone, one of the founders of the Duke Ellington School of the Arts, also ran by way of the D.C. Youth Employment Program under Marion Barry, who the city, if he was alive today, he could probably be mayor now he was alive.
Yeah, didn't even circle back again after some issues and things.
He did.
Wow.
And when he passed away, it was, you know, they shut the city down just to honor him.
Yeah, that was huge. Yeah.
It was
huge.
Yeah,
I remember
it was
that.
Huge.
Yeah.
And so that was the start. And I mean, and then at the end of my, which I was able to do 2 years of before I cycled out in terms of my age, and Mike Malone, who was one of the founders of the Duke Ellington School, along with Peggy Cooper Kafritz, who were also professors at Howard University, he came to me and he put his hand on my shoulder. I will never forget. And he said, you're ready.
Wow.
You're ready. And you can go. You go to New York with my blessing because you're ready. And I thought, wow, I got Mike Malone's stamp of approval. I mean, that means I'm really ready. And
now let me tell you something. Let me tell you, Tony Terry, it is not easy to get even into the high schools. I myself, real quick, I'm going to just jump right on here to tell you. But no, I applied to the high school. They had just opened the Performing Arts High School in Philadelphia.
Right.
My audition, I was so nervous that I screwed it up. So I never got in. So I just, when I hear stories and folks like you and you know, and Jasmine Sullivan went to the one in Philadelphia. And so it just stays with me so very much. So I love, and I know exactly what you're talking about. Because
yeah,
I really,
well,
but
by,
I love
by
that.
Being green and not being ready and nervous.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know, I was
the whole thing.
Staring at the clock on the back of the
room, at
the wall, just trying to get through it, all of that.
Yeah, and I keep hearing Debbie Allen. What was that line? Right
sweat
here
starts,
is yeah.
It starts here with
that.
Sweat. It starts here, and it does.
That line, really? Wow.
And then I found out that Fame, the TV show, while it was set in New York, was actually based on what was going on at Duke Ellington.
No, you're kidding me. I never knew
no,
that.
No, I'm not. Debbie Allen was a teacher at Duke Ellington School of the Arts.
Really?
Yeah.
Hold it. Is that right?
That's absolutely
100%.
Yes.
That
she
says
was.
It all. Full circle. That's amazing. I did see Leroy, the one that played Leroy, God rest his soul, he passed away, but I remember seeing him out in Los Angeles. I remember hanging out one day. I saw him out there. But
he was still
talented all the way through.
And a live wire. A live wire.
Yeah, absolutely. So what do you say, Tony Terry, to these folks, you know, to the youngsters who are coming up, and have you had a chance to work with the, you know, the upcoming talent?
Actually, that's really, really a good question, because I have mixed feelings about encouraging people to enter this business, especially young females, because it is an ego-driven business, and mostly men and women, especially young girls, are taken advantage of more so than not. And they will go as far as to get to the threshold of success, and then nothing, and then they're left to pick up the pieces of their lives and move on, and then to pull it together and find something else to do. When you realize that your dream of being a star is not going to happen, and it's heartbreaking, but it happens more than you could imagine. There was a young lady that was trending recently. That was shining a light on a lot of things in the music business, and I do not know her. Jaguar Wright.
Oh, okay. But we've seen her name.
A lot of the things that she said had some validity to them.
Wow.
It's really real. And
she tells,
you know,
it like it is. Let me just, for those of you who have not heard of her yet, and a lot of folks have, she really puts it on out there. But
Straight chaser.
Yeah,
Straight
she
no
really. That's all I'm going to say. So,
yeah.
But it's good to know that there's some credence to it, right?
Absolutely. I would not want to release my 14, 15, 16-year-old daughter into the hands of, you know, anybody and not be there.
Well, you know, but can we say that back in the day, we just weren't aware of these things? You know, we just heard of an opportunity, and
right.
you you would have to think that you're almost, you know, I hate to say, but some of those, the parents, you know, they're getting all this money and stuff, they might have had felt that they needed to turn a blind eye or whatever they call it, you know. It's just heartbreaking, the whole thing, man.
It is heartbreaking, and, you know, for years and years and years, that kind of thing has gone on, and it's, you know, no one has said anything, and not only the parents have turned a blind eye because they might get a check for $50,000, which might be way more than they even make in a year. You know, $50,000 to someone who has nothing is a lot of money. $50,000 to someone who has money is nothing.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
I would be reluctant because, you know, I know that, like, a young female artist is really, 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 really tough. And I can't even stress it enough, you know, and I would suggest, you know, never, ever to be in a room alone with men if you're by yourself. I would suggest never drinking in public, because you know, you don't know what somebody can slip into your drink. I would suggest never smoking in public. If that's something that you like to do, do it in the privacy of your own home, in your own space where you're safe, because people generally in this business are not so nice.
Wow. Well, you heard it right from Mr. Tony Terry, recording artist superstar. Wow.
And it's a hard pill to swallow because it's a business that I love. It's a business that I love and still have passion for it. I've been fortunate in that I've been able to continue working, but not for lack of working hard, because I've put in my time, I put in my effort, and it's always about growing and improving and evolving, and never thinking that I know it all. And I'm willing to learn.
Well, you have the best disposition I've talked to in a long time when it comes to the music business, I have to tell you. Tony, I do want to ask you about one thing that entered my mind, and that is the acting part. Now, how did you kind of make that bridge across from the music over to the acting, and then kind of merging the two with maybe the, you know, like Mama, I Wanna Sing and all that kind of stuff? How did that come about with the acting?
Well, it actually happened in reverse. It started with the acting. I mean, I grew up singing in church, but you know, I was trained in musical theater, and you know, acting and singing combined
goes together. Right?
I didn't know that it was going to be the music that would catapult me into, you know, the hearts and minds of people. Because again, for me, it was just about having the opportunity to share. I always call it sharing, because it's sharing. It's sharing, with people, the music, the experience. And I just didn't know how it was going to happen. I never really thought about it. I just wanted to be ready for whatever it was. Does that make any sense?
Absolutely. But what crosses my mind, see, back in the day, I remember quite often, if you came out as a singer, if that's where you kind of blew up from that, then, you know, I don't know whether it was the public thing or the executives or whatever, they wanted to only pigeonhole, that's all that you got to do was to,
right.
You know, to sing. You know, if you start as an actor, then that was it, and they knew
you're
you,
right.
You know, you blew up, that was it. These
right.
days,
you be a singer if you're an actor.
You could not.
Right.
You could
right.
not.
Right. You couldn't be a gospel singer if you're an R&B singer.
Exactly. That
and,
was
and Aretha Franklin wow. was just kind of like, you know, she just broke the mold because
she
decided that, you know, I'm a singer. I grew up in a church. You can't really tell me what I can't sing.
I don't know how they could ever tell Aretha anything. Aretha was Aretha.
Right.
She was Miss Aretha, let me tell you. But I'll tell you, I really, and it shocks me, because to me, artists are not usually one-trick pony type folks.
Right.
You know, a lot of folks who are so creative and so talented, they're talented across the spectrum usually.
Yeah.
And so so these days we get to see that a lot more.
Yes. Well, you know, I think that has a lot to do with, one, the whittling down of all of the major industry. You know,
yes,
there's now probably
true.
Now four major labels.
Right.
And pretty much everybody we know has a smartphone and a laptop, and you can get it done in your living room. Anybody can be a producer, if you will, or at least they think they can.
Right.
Not understanding that, you know, the most successful ones are studied, and they know what they're,
absolutely.
And it's not by chance. But, you know, people decide that they want to pluck away, and then sometimes they come up with some magic. Magic is happening. And with the internet, you have access to the world, just like any major label. And so it kind of levels the playing field in a whole lot of ways. I remember in the 80s, my manager telling me, Tone, it's going to be digital. I'm telling you, it's going to be digital.
And I'd
be like, okay, Bob, I hear you, man, but you have to keep saying it like that.
Well, but that's amazing, though. Back in the 80s, they knew?
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. He was like, you better be ready. Better get on board.
Wow.
Better get on board early.
Wow. So these days, because of that, a lot of, you know, way back when you had to shop, you know, demos and this and that to, you know, every label, you know, from here to L.A. Nowadays, like you said, you could basically just kind of put yourself on out there.
Yeah, you can.
You know, across social
media. It's
about
money. You absolutely can. There have been many people that have succeeded just because they were on Instagram, or they just, you know, and their video went viral and or something. And you know, there are also artists. You know, the world is bigger than the United States. And that's what the Internet brings to you. It brings you the entire world. I know of artists that have sold 100 million records, and we've never heard their record one time, not once.
That is amazing.
In America. But, you know, they're living large, doing well, succeeding, and we know nothing about it. And there are lots of stories like that.
Wow. You are very inspirational. Folks, let me just bring everybody up to speed here. You know, thank you so much for being part of this, Mr. Tony Ferry. You guys, we're listening to the one and only Mr. Tony Ferry. He is a music superstar, and we are so honored. Now, I want to talk about your current project. I want to hear all about your new single, what's going on. Tell our listeners.
Right before COVID started, I signed a new recording deal, and it's been actually very stressful from that
Congratulations,
moment.
Congratulations, too,
well,
by the way.
Thank you. However, before I signed my record deal, I'm a recording artist, so I'm always recording. And so I recorded this song called Born to Love You, and I just kind of put it in a pile of other things that I recorded. I'm my own worst critic. So one of my brothers, he tells me all the time, he's like, Tone, man, your worst work is better than a whole lot of people's best work. You got to stop being so hard on yourself. You got to really kind of like loosen up a little bit. But, you know, I am a bit of a, I wouldn't say a perfectionist, but, you know, I want it to be right. I want it to feel right. And so I recorded Born to Love You and just kind of put it in the pile. And then I started addressing this new record deal that I had, that had been presented to me. And I'm spending a lot of energy getting this record deal worked out, negotiating it. And in the meantime, I had asked one of my partners who owns the label if he thought this particular record was a hit. And he called me back within 30 seconds. He's like, man, not only is it a hit, but I got you. I want to put it out on my label. And
wow.
So, on a handshake, I gave him, you know, a small percentage of the publishing, and he went running with it, and it turned into a hit record for me. And I was over here trying on one side, negotiating to the point of just absolute frustration, and then on the other hand, I have a record over here that's taking off, and I didn't even realize it was happening because I wasn't paying attention. I wasn't paying attention.
This is unbelievable. And I became Born to Love You.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And so it turns out the record deal I walked away from, and Born to Love You, I started putting all my energy in, and then to the next situation. That we're about to release two singles now with the same company, my brother Adrian Meeks at Song Source Music Group. I have two singles, one called Your Love Is All I Need, which is a very powerful ballad, and then another one that's kind of puts you in the mind frame of Marvin Gaye's Inner City Blues, Make You Wanna Holler. And it's called Brighter Day. And it speaks about, you know, what's happening. And the chorus suggests that if they would just know your name, then I know that you would release us from these chains. So we talk about, you know, just recognizing who our source is and where the power of love comes from. And if we could as a collective do that, then a lot of the problems that we have could kind of absolve themselves.
That's right. That's right. But folks don't see so clearly as that, I don't think.
No. It's an idealist concept.
Yes. But a good one.
But at least when you plant the seed, though, you got to plant the seed.
Exactly.
For people to at least start thinking about it.
This is true.
And some people don't even understand that, you know, they might hear a song. Have you ever heard a song that you didn't like, and then you hear it so much that you start singing it?
Yes. Well, in the old days, especially,
Yeah. And so the seed is planted.
Right.
And then it starts to take root. And then before you know it, you're bobbing to that concept that you couldn't stand 2 weeks ago.
That's right. or you hear it years later, and you love it then.
Right. Yeah.
Usually.
I have a specific situation that has happened. In 2001,
yes.
I released an album, and the single that we had released, which has a weird title called Freaky Little Gay, we could not get arrested with that record. I mean, nobody was even interested in even hearing it. And then I went back to D.C. years 20 years later. I mean, it was 2020 now. We're talking about 2000. So this was just a couple of years ago when I went back, and I went to a club, and the band was playing my song.
That is
that
unreal.
Particular song. And I was like, well, how is it that y'all are playing this song? And he said, bruh, every band in town plays this song. What? How is that possible? How is that possible that every band in town plays this song? They're like, this song is so dope. I couldn't even believe it until I saw it for myself. So when I played City Winery in D.C., and I had prepared to perform the song. And when I did, the whole energy of the building shifted. I couldn't understand it. I'm like, well, when I put this record out back in 2000, y'all weren't interested. What happened?
Is that not something you see?
Yeah,
that's right.
It's amazing.
Or you listen with new ears later, or I don't even know if you can describe how, you know, what that
is. I don't. But I'll take it.
Exactly. Well, I'm loving it. Well, listen, I have to say, first of all, Tony, now, you have just been just doing some huge things. You've always done huge things. You've never fallen, like, in my opinion, fallen off and, you know, just forget all about music and all that. You stayed with it, and you really have, and just you have a legacy. And so this is amazing, and that's, you know, that's very moving. So I just want to thank you on my behalf and, you know, and all the listeners that we have out there just for what you're doing. You know, because we try to get you guys on. We love that you all are still, you know, very much in, you're still relevant. Let me just put it that way, because that's the word everybody's using these days.
Yeah, you know, it's about, you know, when you say relevant and, you know, reinventing, along with signing the New Deal, I started doing, because soon after the COVID thing struck the country and our calendars were cleared, I started needing something to do. And I started singing on my Facebook page. Initially I titled it Chilling at the House Just Like Everybody Else. Every Tuesday I was there, Chilling at the House Just Like Everybody Else. And then it turned into Tony Terry Tuesday. And since March, every Tuesday I go online at 9 o'clock on my fan page, and just for an hour, sometimes it goes 2 hours, just depending on how I feel. And just music, classics, Tony Terry songs. And it has become this thing that became way bigger than I even ever thought about it being. You know, one occasion we had 90,000 people watching live. And for me, that was huge.
That is huge.
Because when I first started, you know, I would have 100, 150 people, you know, for the first few weeks. And for it to grow into this thing that has, you know, become so important to the people that come in and check me out every Tuesday, it's just been amazing. So it started out as therapy for me and turned into something that was therapeutic for my fans, and they would call me inbox me and say, you know, I lost a relative today, and your performance tonight is, you know, pulled me through it. And, you know, I mean, those kinds of things make it bigger than me. So even when I don't even feel like going on, I go on because I know that it's bigger than me, and it's not about me, and that I'm being of service to in the little way that I can. Like the little drummer boy, all he had was his drums. That's all he had to offer. What I have is my voice, and if it helps, and if it provides just a moment of a distraction, of comfort, then, you know, that's a blessing for me.
You are just one of the most grounded individuals I think we've chatted with in a very long time here on this show. I'm just blown away, Tony Carey. I really am. Very, very grounded. I'm taking that you have a great balance with home life and professional world, which is awesome. You know, you have to be, just to be so, just, I just the humility. It's great.
I'm well, just the people that I hang around with, Do not mind checking me, as I
they let you
mind,
know if you get a big head,
and I don't mind checking them.
No, I love it. I love it. It works both ways.
Yeah, it does. And you know, I've always charged. I've always believed that friendship comes with responsibility, and because of that, I have a small network of friends that we hold each other accountable, and we pour into each other. Otherwise, I can't imagine why we would be friends. Like if we're not bringing something of value to each other, at the end of the day, if my interaction with you does not make me better in some way, then I'm kind of wasting my time. And so, therefore, I have to put you in the acquaintance pile, and the friendship pile.
Exactly.
You know, has to, because friendship is a gift, not only from you but from the other person that you receive it from. It's a gift. And that comes with something. That means something. And a lot of people take it for granted. So, you know, my grounding, I think, comes from, you know, my family. Like, my mom has no problem telling me to take the trash out and bust them suds in the kitchen. No problem at all. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when you have that, you know, you can't help but just
be. You can't help but be grounded.
it takes yeah, a lot of energy to keep an ego inflated. And I would just rather, it's easier to just, you know, be who I really am.
Now, I want to ask you about some shout-outs. I have to, of course, shout out the amazing David Pick-Conley for helping to make some connections. Just awesome. From, you guys know him, and he's been on our show from Surface. Now we know that you guys might be doing some things, and I'm not going to ask just what or anything, because it may not be ready yet, or you may not be ready to talk about it, but whenever, okay, well, yeah. Are you able to give us a little, you know, a little bit of some of the details on it just yet, or you want to come back?
Well, Pick asked me if I would sing some of their songs over for a project that he was doing. He was going to re-record his songs, but you know, he's a flautist, and
yes,
he was intending to re-record the songs, and he asked me if I would sing the hook, and I did. And when we started laying them down, it just felt like, so I just said, you know, hey, let me take a pass at the lead. And when I did, he was like, you know, we have to go ahead and record that, right?
That's it, exactly. Wow.
And we did, and it turned out to be the beginning of what would be Resurface. And that is me singing those great songs with Pick. And I'm just honored that he would have me, you know, to do them. I'm honored that he is, you know, wants me to do them, and they sound great. And so Shower Me With Your Love is the first song that we've done. It's finished. And then we're going to do
song.
Only You Can Make Me Happy. Yeah.
All right.
Wow. Yeah, I'm really excited about that. And then we're also doing, where I'm going to feature Pick on my project, is I've never been interested in doing this before, is to re-cut with you.
Wow.
But I heard this absolutely brilliant production that Pick came up with for a relaunch of the song that made me say, I have to do it. I would just as soon leave well enough alone. There's no need to bother it. But this production says, let's get her done. And so we're going to do that.
Well, you heard it right here first on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So I'm so honored. I really am. And is there anyone that you would like to shout out to?
Well, I mean, you know, just my crew, you know, who have been loyal and helping keep things together. We've developed some really important things. We're taping a new show called Conversations with Kings, and which I'm super excited about. And it's not even a show. It's really a peek in that allows viewers to see men interact with each other in a way that we are not talking about necessarily cars, women, and sports, but life matters, matters of the heart, masculine, toxic masculinity. I mean, things that really matter that go beneath the surface that men generally don't talk about in an environment that is conducive for us all to feel comfortable and just have real conversations with each other. And we've already recorded an episode that is so powerful that I cannot wait for the world to see, because, you know, we have been conditioned not to share our feelings.
That's right.
We've been conditioned not to be emotional beings when we are as emotional being as our counterparts, as the women in our lives. But you know, we've been conditioned to believe that an expression of
especially
emotion
in our community
makes you soft.
Right.
And we don't understand that it really does take a big man to let the pain show. And it takes bigger man to let that pain go.
That's right. Wow.
Yeah. So we're shining the light on that. I'm very proud of it. And it's going to be coming very soon, maybe to a network near you. But, you know, we have been blessed with the opportunity to be a part of a new platform here called CLS TV, which is basically our own network. And,
really?
Yeah, and so which makes us responsible for the content that we supply, that we provide, and even that journey, that this venture, which is a new facet of my career, is very interesting. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, we hope you'll come back and keep us informed right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're loving it.
I will, Carrie.
Amazing things. We just wish you nothing but big success. Big success out there to continue on that huge journey that you have started so many years ago, and just done some amazing things. And we're really proud, and I'm just honored to get an opportunity to have you on my show. So
Thank you. It's been my pleasure. It's really been my pleasure. I see some food that just came in, so I'm going to have to cut you off right here.
That's all right. Tony Terry, thank you. I hear you. Listen, enjoy Tony Terry, you guys. No, a couple new singles out there, Born to Love You. Look for that. We'll be in touch. Thank you for being
with us. And some gospel songs out, too. We got some gospel music out there, too. Check it out.
Awesome. All right, folks.
Be well, Carrie. Thank you, man. Thank
you
for having
likewise.
Me.
Keep it right here. We've got more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. Stay with us.
The Natural Hair Care and Maintenance Training being brought to you by Complete Beauty Solutions, where cosmetology meets healthy naturalism and everything in between. Now offering our half-off introductory special all summer long. So log on to cbeautysolutions.com to sign up. That's C, like complete, then beautysolutions.com. We'll also be on the number one hair radio show, so don't miss out.
I want to tell you all about HealingGo.com. They make all-natural hair products with a focus on quality. You got to try their scalp stimulator that has 13 oils to promote hair growth. Go to HealingGo.com to see their complete line and listen out for their interview right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. That's HealingGo.com, HealingGo.com.
Listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and I'm actually out in New York City with the amazing, I mean, he is an entrepreneur, but you're also doing so much more, and you're helping a community, which really is the true meaning of an entrepreneur. It's my honor to welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show for the very first time, and you guys have heard their commercial right here on our broadcast. We'll talk a little bit about that. Mr. Jamel Silverback.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Mr. Organic, I am understanding. So welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show. What can you tell us, Jermell, about your business enterprises?
Well, basically, I own a brick and mortar in Willingboro, New Jersey, which is at 12 Charleston Road. We do hair products, all natural body products, health products. We have natural herbs, natural spices. We're also community-based, where we work in a community with the youth and teach people about healthy living. And I have a vegan restaurant in Beverly, New Jersey as well for health. So I'm all about health and fitness and wellness.
Why is that so important? Why is it so important these days about health and fitness? Is it because we've just come out of this pandemic business, or have you just always thought that this was the way to go?
I've always been in a position to live a healthy life. I've always wanted health to be a part of everyday life for everyone, because it's not only mentally structuring, it's also physically structuring. So to live a healthy life is to live a great life.
Well, I kind of was blown away. First of all, I love your commercials that air on our network. I'm just, you know, these are things that are very catchy, so it tells me you have a lot of talent, and also they're memorable. And I just want to make sure that I said them and told everybody the correct name. So we've got the All Natural Corner, and we have La Luz Restaurant, the We've Been La Luz Restaurant. So tell the folks a little bit about these, if you don't mind, just a little bit more detail.
So the All Natural Corner store is the all natural product store, once again located in Willingboro, New Jersey, 12 Charleston Road. And we are all about natural beauty products, hair products, skin products, and products for your inside as well. We also have La Luz Vegan Restaurant, which is in Beverly, New Jersey, and that is for all vegans and ones that don't know anything about being a vegan. We do comfort food. We have a Philly cheesesteak and our meatloaf and mac, no cheese. So make sure, you know, you could come and check us out. And we're all about comfort in both places.
Well, I'm just happy to say that you guys are on board with the Hair Radio Morning Show. You're going to be at our upcoming event, all of our hair events, and we're going to do a whole bunch of content sharing and all of that. So we want to just let you guys out there know that we're going to be following Jermell very, very closely right here on our broadcast. And what's one of the things? I mean, you're big on community. You've done a lot of community things, and you haven't your own nonprofit. Please take a moment. You got to talk about that.
Well, yes, SVG Academy. We work towards children with and adults working with talent, which may be mental, physical, anything instrumental. We teach audio. We do studio. We have a studio. We also virtual singing lessons. So I try to keep everybody grounded and give them all types of incentives of how to stay outside of the streets and in the homes virtually, or come to our nonprofit organization, and they can learn how to work as well.
Okay. We've got to talk about your entertainment side. You got to tell us about some of the artists and some of the folks that you have, and please shout them out from us here at the Air Radio Morning Show. Take it away.
So we have Deani Starr, who is next up. Please make sure you check her out. Her single, The Ocean, is out. We just did the video, so we'll be dropping a video next month. So her name is Deani Starr, D-Y-A-N-I Starr. Also, we have Protected Species, which is our youth group. And they're leading the way with their storybook, which will be out in next month as well. And you can also check out their video, which is now on YouTube, and all sharing factors. And their name of their video is called Perfect. So that is, and shout out to my other artists and friend and partner in the All Natural Corner too, Ratchet Rab. So Rab, he's out there, and he's also leading the way out of the SBG camp. And then we have Albert the Poet. Leading the way, and so we have a troop, We have a squad of new and last but not least, Escort, Chanel. So she's been in the booth. She's been in there. She's also has a new single that's about to drop with Capone from Capone and Noriega. So we're doing a couple things. And, yeah, we're here. So that's Silverback Gorilla Promotions and Management. SBG is the wave, and SBG is the name. So remember that. Thank you.
And you're going to be right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. That's the biggest thing. So listen, I have to say, Jermell, it's a great honor to have you on with us today. And just keep it right here, folks. Stay tuned to everything that's going on. We're going to keep you informed about all of what Jermell is working on. Again, we're grateful to have Jermell Silverback now. We're calling him Mr. Organic. They've got everything you can imagine. He's doing some really great things. And we're going to be, you'll be reading about him a whole lot real soon. So just, what can I say? Thanks so much for being with us, okay? And you shouted out everybody, and we're grateful. So thanks again for being on the Hair Radio Morning Show. It's very first time, folks. All right, keep it right here. We've got a whole lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. Stay with us.
I want to give a shout out to Tony Terry for a great job well done on a hair radio show with Carrie Hines this morning. I really enjoyed it.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
Welcome, people.
At the all-natural
we
corner.
Are the all-natural corner. 12,000 rules. We cater to all-natural body treatments, body products, skincare at the all-natural corner. Yeah, we got things for health, wealth. Why not make your beauty more beautiful? At the all-natural corner. We got sour sap, moringa. Everything that makes your body. This is the All Natural Corner, 12 Charleston Road, Willingboro, New Jersey, 080-46-267-670-9457. We got all natural products. We love the community. The All Natural Corner. You can get it all.
All
you can come and get at the All Natural Corner.
At the All Natural Corner.
At the All Natural Corner.
At the All Natural
Corner. Tell them what you think. Yes, I was there and I talked to the manager and he let me know that all natural products was good for my body. He had 102 minerals for me and I was good, you know. I'm going to come back all the time because it's all right at the All Natural Corner. I can't say anything else.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It is Friday morning. It's June 11th of 2021. It's our show number 576. And need to let that kind of sink in a little bit. Show number 576. As we march towards our 600th broadcast, which we're having a big, big celebration, big virtual celebration. Plus, we'll be having a big meetup in August. We'll talk about all that as the show moves along. I want to bring to the line, now she kind of
just our big fan contributor. She chimes in here and there, and we just appreciate her. She's out of Georgia, so she's down in the South. It's my honor to welcome to the show again, Miss Terry. Good morning, Miss Terry. Happy Friday.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. How's everybody doing?
Doing great today. Just want to say thank you again for being part of what we're doing here. Just want to kind of go back a little bit. If you missed any part of the show or if you're just tuning in, you might have missed this morning. We had an amazing kickoff with you, singer, Mr. Tony Terry. We literally just got his song on with you guys just a little while ago. And also, we had a gentleman out of South Jersey. Now, his name is Jermel Silverback, and you might have heard his amazing interview. My suggestion is to definitely play it back. We'll be sharing this entire broadcast once we wrap at 9 Eastern time today, 8 o'clock Central. But I'm really grateful because I had a chance to sit down with him, as you guys who heard the interview know. What were your thoughts? Because you've been listening to all of this morning, Miss Terry. Any commentary? We're gonna create that new little phrase there. Any commentary?
Yeah, that's cute. That's really cute. I like it. I would just say Mr. Jermel Silverback definitely has a lot going on. He has a lot going on.
He does. Awesome. He really does.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm very proud. And he's a young man who is about helping the community. He has, like, literally buildings and things that that makes the difference in the community. He does things that are focused, community-based, which I really like and appreciate. Now, I'm going to do normally we talk to all of our listeners all around the world, and we want you guys to stay with us. But I have to take a moment to talk about right here in my own city. You guys know I'm in Brooklyn, New York. And so we had a mayoral debate for those who are looking to fill the office of mayor in New York City, which are the five boroughs that incorporate New York City, which is a part of the state of New York. Anyway, that's the setup. But what I wanted to say, I watched this debate, and they have an African-American gentleman, I think one of maybe two or three who are African-American, who are running for the position of mayor along with several others and so forth. But there was something that the gentleman said, the African-American gentleman said, he said that, they were asking about crime and all this stuff, and he's like, cannot talk about this without looking at the root cause of this. So they were trying to paint him as, all the crime in your area, how come you can't get rid of it? And you want to run for higher office type thing? But he's like, well, I don't control that. I was not the mayor who controls the police force and so forth and so on. And he's also saying, well, you got to look at the root cause. And it made me think this morning. I said, gee, that's correct. You can't just look at the end result of what you've caused. And
exactly.
So that's the thing that always gets me. So, but that's not today's show. Today's show is a happy, upbeat party show. So we'll get on Tuesday. We'll play our Black Lives Matter. We'll revisit all of that and continue that discussion because that's important too. So, Ms. Terry, what are your plans for the weekend?
Ooh,
anything big?
Nothing big. I'm helping out with a little outdoor graduation / birthday party. So that's going to give me a little bit to do. I'm going to do some balloon arches and things over there. So that's what I'll be doing. That's the only thing I have planned, though.
Okay. Hope you also have planned to listen to the best of Carrie Hines shows and the Air Radio Morning Show, because we're going to be really featuring quite a few over the weekend. It's our special just celebration, just of just being happy these days and making a difference in our community. So we're going to continue that thought throughout the weekend. It is the weekend. Now, week from today, so we're talking about next Friday, which would be like the 18th. We're having that weekend, it's Father's Day, so we'll be talking about our fathers, sharing memories, and we want you to do the same with us on the air. So that'll be something that I'm looking forward to. It's the Father's Day celebration, and we're real happy about that. So, I've got some other announcements, but we're not just gonna hit you with announcement after announcement right now. We'll roll out some a little later, and we'll talk about Road to Healthy Hair and so much more. Coming up at 8 o'clock, we usually have a lively hour. Today, that will not, there will be no exception to that. We will continue with a lively hour this morning. So we want you guys to stay with us. We're going to see what we're rolling out. It's a surprise, so definitely hang in there for that. And also, again, I'll try to get on again the wonderful interview that we had from New York City with the gentleman, Jermell. We want to get that on out there. You just heard his commercial play, The All Natural Corner. Before that, you heard Tony Terry's song, With You, play. And early this morning, we kicked off the entire show with Work That Body by Diana Ross. Now, it's rare we get a chance to play Diana on this show, but we did. We reached back for that. And I absolutely love the song. It's a great way to kind of wake on up in the morning. So that's a good thing. So listen, why don't we take a little bit of a commercial break? When we come back, we've got some more things in store for you. So please, please keep it right here throughout the entire day here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're here 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. The call-in lines are open Tuesday through Friday. So that means that we're live, that you can call in during those hours and during those days. So stay with us. We've got a lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. Stay with us.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com. Providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
The Hair Radio Morning Show is proud to honor the incredible achievements of Ms. Cicely Tyson. And from today forward, all of our in-studio live guests will wait here to go on the air in our newly minted Cicely Tyson Hair Radio Morning Show Green Room. Stay tuned.
9 at night.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and I have to say we are out and about in New York City today, literally in Manhattan. And I'm not alone. Generally, I am, but not today. Today we have our very special Friday program contributors. You guys have met them several times right here on the radio show. It is my honor to welcome back to the program Elder Michael Kelly and Shante Kelly, Evangelist Shante Kelly. Boss it up, okay? The bosses, as I say, have boss it up. It's my honor to welcome you guys back to the show.
Hey,
Boss up.
All right. So first of all, I'm going to ask you, Michael, what brings you to New York?
Well, we came out to New York because we wanted to expand our business market, in a nutshell. Basically, that's it.
We want to bless more people. We want to bless more people with our unique training to helping people get to multiple 7 figures in their business so that they can really make a dent in the issues that's going on in society, that, the products and the services and opportunities that they offer, the life coaches and different things like that out there. We're known to really break the ceiling for those who are kind of like like stuck in a six-figure market, and they really can't break that ceiling to get into multiple seven, because we've been told the wrong things to do. We've been told the wrong things to do on how to build business, right?
Wow.
So we're coming to tell the truth.
We're taking people back to the garden to start them over, you know, the right way. You know,
in the beginning,
it's no more of that. Make a list of 100 folks. Now, don't get me wrong. You can make a list of 100 folks, and you can call them. And network marketers tell you you get about 10% of what you shoot for. So you wanted 10 people to show up, you want to invite 100.
But who has time? Who has time today? Look, the masks are coming down. They're not off yet, but they're coming down. People want simplicity. They want real. They want stuff that's not going to break them. It's going to bless them. That's going to bring them an unlimited amount of clients and customers, no matter what their industry is, without them having to slam the phones and do a lot of marketing. Now it's about automation, baby. Automation, automation.
I want to jump in because you guys, your broadcast is on Fridays. Folks know to turn into and tune in to Mike and Chante on Fridays at 8 a.m. right here live from New York City. Well, you guys are out. Generally, you're over in Cleveland, but today you're out in New York City. So let me ask you, what has it been? What is this New York? What does it look like to you guys? And we're, by the way, let me just lead in with this, folks, to kind of make your mouth water. We're at the world-famous Sylvia's restaurant.
Yes.
Right here in Harlem.
Ooh, beautiful. Yeah, it's so it's all in lights and sparkly and shiny.
Exactly.
Sylvia. I can't wait. I got the smothered pork chop. My husband.
I got the chicken and waffles. And see what it do.
Right, exactly.
And it's breakfast for you guys, but for us, we're going to go in. So listen, I got some kind of huge Angus burger, so I'm going to eat part of that right now. And I'll fill you in a little bit later live on the radio show. So thank you so much. Listen, guys, I want to thank you for joining us and tune in Friday, right, for you guys, right?
Yes.
We'll be on the radio show.
That's right, on Friday morning.
On Friday morning, that's right. We're coming, we're bringing the fire. Make sure you invite other people. Don't come by yourself.
Exactly. I'm loving it. Okay. Folks, keep it right here. We've got a lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. Stay with us.
The natural hair care and maintenance training being brought to you by Complete Beauty Solutions, where cosmetology meets healthy naturalism and everything in between. Now offering our half-off introductory special all summer long. So log on to cbeautysolutions.com to sign up. That's C, like complete, then beautysolutions.com. We'll also be on the number one hair radio show, so don't miss out.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now my very special guest comes from the world of hair products and just all around beauty. It is my honor to bring back to the Hair Radio Morning Show Ms. Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. Validate Beauty. First of all, welcome. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. How are you doing, Carrie Hines?
I'm doing just great, and to our amazing fans. Now, they remember you, I have to say, Valerie, they remember you down in South Jersey coming to the big Hair Nation Expo and launching your products and doing all these amazing things. We're just happy to have you back on the show.
Yes, thank you so much. The event was amazing.
Yeah, now, I have to tell folks, let's just remind everybody, what does it mean to be someone out there doing your own products at this point?
Well, at this time, especially with COVID-19, I think is an opportunity to reinvent yourself. And I have found a way to do that by simply adding new products to my brand. And I'm coming out with an amazing deodorant, all natural, organic, and I'm very excited about it.
Absolutely, as you should be. Now, officially tell everybody the name, the exact name of your products and all that wonderful good stuff.
Oh, the name of my products are called Validate Your Beauty, and I have a hair strengthening oil. I have a toner for your skin. I also have shampoo, which is called Bite the Apple, and then I also have Smooth Touch, which is a conditioner. And soon, I also will be coming out with the Rosemary Mint, which is really going to be a new added amazing shampoo.
Now, I'm going to tell you, I also want us to carry some of these amazing products right at the Hair Radio Morning Show in our amazing store. Valerie's going to have her own thing set up through all that we're doing and all that she's doing. And we're just so honored and happy. I really am. Look for Valerie's new show. Now, you're going to be launching a couple of shows right here on Hair Radio, the Hair Radio Morning Show. You'll be listening to Valerie talking. We're going to ask her about what she's going to be talking about and give you guys a little preview. And then also on the Salon TV Network. Right now, you guys have the Salon TV Network app, but she's going to be out with her own show that you can watch her talking about some of the things that are important to her and her following. So what are some of these things that you would like to do that you see yourself carving out for you in the way of promotion and just reaching folks out there?
Well, my target audience is going to be 50-plus. I am a woman of 50-plus, and I want to be able to have a platform for women 50-plus to be able to feel that they can recreate themselves. It's like almost a rediscovery. And a lot of times, too often, I hear women 50-plus say, I just want to retire, I'm tired, it's over for me, and I want to change that type of mindset to, and not really change the mindset, but just add to that by letting them know there's so many things they still can do at 50 plus, and all it takes is just having a platform of women coming together and sharing different perspectives, and I think that that is going to open the door for women 50 plus to know that there's so much more to us.
And on that note, I want to thank Valerie for being on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Also, in preparation for launch of Valerie's new show, Validate Your Beauty, on the Hair Radio Network and Salon TV Network and all that wonderful good stuff, we're going to set it up on our app where you can go and ask Valerie. And we'll take those questions and we'll forward them over to Valerie. Simple and easy. Go to Salon TV Network, download the app in the Google Play Store. It's free. We will actually have it there where you can ask Valerie yourself. Thank you so much, Valerie, for being with us. We're excited about your show.
Thank you so much, Kerry, for having me and for supporting my mission. And I am excited to be working with you. And I look forward to meeting some amazing women, signing in and joining my show and really joining with the Hair Nation Radio. And just let's just have a good time and just let's just have some fun. So some fun.
Something tells me you ain't seen nothing yet. Keep it right here, folks. We've got a whole lot more. Valerie, thanks so much for being with us. We've got a lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go.
Has your trip to the local hair store left you down? Same old hair with little selection and outrageous prices? Well, you need to check out TracyBeautySupply.com. This is an online beauty store specializing in all types of hair. There are different lengths, different colors, different styles, and you can basically live out your hair fantasy through this site. TracyBeautySupply.com is devoted to helping every woman's dream of the perfect hairstyle come true by providing the highest quality of virgin human hair. Want a new look? We'll help you find a new color. We'll help you find it. You can't get it? We got it. And we can deliver it to you because we can deliver everywhere. TracyBeautySupply.com, where hair fantasies come true.
9, 4, 8, 1, B-Day. Tell him, leave it at the door.
New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Terry Hines. Now, my next guest comes to us from the world of natural products, and we're going to talk about that. It is my honor to welcome to the show Miss Gail Bruni. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Hi. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It is my pleasure, and as I said, my honor. I want to kind of jump right on in because you are the person behind Heal and Go. .com, and I want to talk about that, but first I want to spell it out for everybody. It's H-E-A-L, N like Nancy, the word go, like G-O. So it's H-E-A-L-N-G-O.com. Healandgo.com. Gail, are you with us?
I am here, yes.
Okay, was that correct? Healandgo.com.
Yes.
Okay, awesome.
Thank you.
Okay. We're going to have you to tell everybody what exactly is healandgo.com.
Healandgo.com is an all-natural, cruelty-free product line. And we make hair products, spa products, and our hair products include a hair moisturizer. We call it the Shea Rosemary Hair Moisturizer. We have a black soap shampoo, we have an aloe vera conditioner, and we have a scalp stimulator. For
our style line,
we have body butters and body scrubs, and we have candles and bar soaps.
And this is what I want to talk about today, because you're actually, you know, our sharp-eared listeners, our fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show, are going to be hearing your commercial, if they haven't heard it already, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So I want to kind of talk a little bit about that. But first, Gail, let's go back to the beginning. How did you get started in entrepreneurship in terms of starting an actual online destination with products and stuff? How did you get started in this?
Okay, so since college, I started a business, and what I used to do was sell Coach bags and perfumes. And I made a good amount of money from that. I paid tuition. And entrepreneurship always intrigued me. I always loved doing stuff for myself. So in 2019, well, since like 2017, 2018, I was thinking about, why don't I just do my own skincare line, right?
Yeah.
And we were moving, so at that point, I put that on hold. And in 2019, I revisited the idea. And I started the process of finding vendors that I could buy stuff from and relabel them to sell. And COVID hit in 2020, and that was when I had placed my first skincare order. So that got delayed. I had to have the order I placed the order maybe in April, and it had to be there in June. And I really did not get the order until like September. So in that time, there was a transition where I'm like, what do I do now? Because
exactly.
I really want to get this going. But when I went natural in 2012, I was always making this moisturizer, which I call now the Shea Rosemary Moisturizer. I would mix different oils with shea butter and use it in my hair, and it really helped my hair advance and grow. And my daughter at the time was 4, and I used that in her hair as well, and it worked. So I said, maybe I should just try making this and see who likes it. So I made a batch of samples, and I emailed my friends, and I sent some to them. You know, I got their addresses, and I sent some to them, and people really loved it. And they're like, why don't you sell this? So I'm like, okay, that was really the intention, but I didn't know if people would really like it. And it took off, and I made a bigger batch where I made an 8-ounce. Well, I started with a 4.7-ounce, and that went out the door as soon as I made it. And then they're like, oh, maybe you need to make a bigger bottle. So I know I made the 8-ounce, and now I have the 8-ounce and the 16-ounce. So that's how Heal & Go started. And then after that, I started in the summertime, still waiting for my skincare to come. I started experimenting on making the black soap shampoo and the aloe vera conditioner. And I made a batch and tried it to give my sister some friends some. And I kept working on that formula until now I could have released it. So at the end of 2020, I released that. And
Go ahead, Eddie.
I had a few customers who wanted it, but people really wanted the hair stuff.
Well, I have to say, and this is why I was jumping in, because I mean, I'm hearing that you started not all that long ago, but as soon as you got started, you had all of these, you know, kind of things that kind of hit, and they really hit everybody with this COVID stuff. So just in persevering and making it on through that, and also kind of, you know, expanding and growing what you're doing as well. You know, when I had a chance to go visit your website, and we're talking about Heal & Go, let me just say it real clearly, healandgo.com. And this is spelled Heal, H-E-A-L, N like Nancy, G-O.com. You've got to check it out. She's got some great stuff there. But just, you know, just tipping my hat to you just to be in business and to hanging in with what you're doing. Now, Gail, where are you based? Where is Heal & Go based? Where part of the country are you in?
I'm in East Windsor, New Jersey. And that's right
outside. Outside. I'm sorry. I cut you off.
Right outside of Princeton.
Princeton. Okay. So down in the southern part of New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Okay. Not all that far. Great. Well, listen, I am excited to welcome you to the Hair Radio Morning Show. And what is the takeaway that you want to make sure folks have when they come and make a purchase from healandgo.com?
I want people to remember that Heal & Go is made with all natural products, and it is cruelty-free, and it is homemade.
Mm-hmm. It is homemade.
So I know when I turned natural and I started looking for products, there was a lot of stuff out there, and either it was too expensive or it wasn't all natural. And that also drove me to do my own at home, and I want people to go to take away that it is an all-natural product.
Well, we are just loving to tell folks about your story this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. My guest has been Gail Bruni. So, Gail, what's next for Heal & Go? Anything that you want to share with us today?
I want to expand the hairline and maybe include something for men in there. That is an idea that
I'll be back to shop there.
Thank you.
Yes, yes. But I can still shop there in the meanwhile and buy some gifts for my wonderful fans.
The product I have, it's unisex. I mean, anybody can use it. It's
not okay, awesome.
Women. But most of my customers are women, and then the men say, what is for me? Although I say, you guys can use the same thing. They want something for men.
We want something, something that we can. And a lot of times we want to have our own products set aside.
Yeah.
So real good stuff. Well, listen, we are coming to Heal & Go for all of that. So I'm real excited. Well, listen, welcome to the Hair Radio Show family.
Thank you so much.
Yes, we're happy to have you with us. All right. Thanks so much for being with us, Gail. Again, Gail Bruni with healandgo.com. Thanks so much. Online here. The Hair Radio Morning Show is proud to honor the incredible achievements of Ms. Cicely Tyson.
And from today forward, all of our in-studio live guests will wait here to go on the air in our newly minted Cicely Tyson Hair Radio Morning Show Green Room. Stay tuned. I'd like to take a moment or two to tell you about a few amazing companies that really help us to literally get on the air. I want to invite you to find out more about ChairWatch. ChairWatch.com is an amazing mobile platform that allows for you to book your appointment. So it's great for your clients. It's a very easy platform to use. Again, it's ChairWatch, like it sounds, .com. Also, TracyBeautySupply.com. Tracy Beauty Supply is an online store which has all kinds of hair needs. Please, she spells Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y. Again, it's TracyBeautySupply.com. HealAndGo.com, H-E-A-L-N-G-O. HealAndGo.com. And what I love about HealAndGo.com, they are an online store that have like, products that are amazing and very natural. So please check out HealAndGo.com, literally. Smooth Black Ink. What can I say about Troy Ballard? You guys know he's with us on Wednesdays at 8:30 Eastern Time, live all the way from California. He comes on and gives us great inspirational talk, amazing hair talk. And so we are happy to acknowledge his own business, which is, again, Smooth Black Ink, featuring the amazing Troy Ballard. Real happy about that. StimulatingRoots.com, R-U-T-Z. That's how she spells it, StimulatingRoots.com. A wonderful hair growth system. So please, please, please take a moment, look it up. And shouting out the amazing folks there. Rugged Evolution Beard Care, also known as RuggedEvo.com. That's their website, RuggedEvo.com. So you can go there, find out their entire line of amazing products. Also, FixYourFeet.com. Got to say shout out to the amazing Dr. Ragland and her wonderful company. She's a podiatrist and just does an amazing, amazing work. And two locations. Please go to FixYourFeet.com. She's pretty much Fix Your Feet across several different platforms. And we're also happy to welcome our amazing new, I guess our new newest folks on board with us. They have a couple of things going on. First, we have Complete Beauty Solutions. Complete Beauty Solutions sounds just like it. It's just what it is. They have everything you can imagine in beauty, and their website is C Beauty Solutions. C like complete. Complete Beauty Solutions. So again, CBeautySolutions.com. Very, very happy. And again, the newest new folks that we're welcoming to our family. They have the AllNaturalCorner.com, the All-Natural Corner. Amazing. They actually have a physical location in New Jersey. We're just so excited. They have the All-Natural Corner as well as La Luz Vegan Cafe. So you might hear either of those commercials playing right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Listen, folks, we want you to check out these amazing companies. They really are doing great, great work. And don't forget about our very own product that we are so happy to put out there onto the world. It's called Grip and Dip, and it's so that you don't have to put the hair grease on the back of your wrist like the braiders do and all of that. You can use this wonderful thing that kind of looks like a watch and holds the hair grease instead of putting it on your skin. So listen, go to hairradio.com to find out more about these folks and listen to their commercials right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Cut. Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Bond of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. It's Friday morning, June 11th of 2021. It's our show number 576. As I bring back to the line, Miss Terry, who's always helps us to hold down. Miss Terry, good morning, good Friday morning. Welcome
good
back to the show.
Friday, yes. We call it Friday.
Friday, yes, I like that. I like that. Well, listen, I just wanted to kind of bring everybody on up to speed on some of the things you've been listening to right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Just real good things throughout the broadcast, and I said, wow, that was really nice, you know, just pleasant folks who help us to get our messages across to everybody, the advertisers, even though I know we just talked about everybody, I just got to remind everybody, because sometimes the commercials come and go so fast that they may not understand how and what the message is as clearly as we'd like, Miss Terry. So
right.
I wanted to take a few minutes to do that and remind some folks of some other announcements that we've got going on this Friday morning and, you know, get them to get everybody up to par and so forth and so on. So we're rolling in with this. In other words, we'll start here. The folks that I most am happy that we have an agreement with are the folks that you may not be doing what you need to do. I'm just going to let the hairstylist have it this morning, okay, and the barbers have it. You guys, if you are a professional hairstylist, and Miss Terry, this includes you, we want you guys to add this app to your phone. It is free. It doesn't cost a dime. It's called Chair Watch. And for the professional hairstylist, whether you, wherever you operate from or however you do your job, you can download the ChairWatch app and your, actually it's great for your clients because they can book, it's a mobile booking app, and they can schedule their appointments with you. It's like the client is watching the chair to see when you're available. That's what that's called. That's why they have named it ChairWatch. And so chairwatch.com is their website, just like a chair that you sit in and watch that you wear on your wrist, like back in the old days. Chairwatch.com will help you. Please download it today. Every hairstylist and barber should have it downloaded. And encourage the people who you do their hair to download it so that they can easily be able to connect with you. Again, chairwatch.com. They are just amazing. We'll see, next week we'll be celebrating pretty much one or two companies each day will be focusing in our ad focus. So I can't wait for that. Also, one of the other companies I definitely want you guys to pay a lot of attention to, of course, they're celebrating over a year of being one of our main advertisers right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. RuggedEvo.com is their website. The name of their business, which I absolutely love and appreciate because he's doing some great things, it's called Rugged Evolution Beard Care. Rugged Evolution Beard Care is really exactly that. It is everything. When I tell you, Miss, they've got everything, they've got everything. Awesome. So I'm real happy about that. Yeah, and I'm happy that they stayed with us. It is their anniversary time frame right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. It was about a year ago that we first rolled them out. So I'm real, real happy about that. That means a lot. What do you say, Miss Terry, when you hear someone's been with us for over a year with their commercial message?
That's amazing. And while I'm at it, I want to let all our fans know that the Hair Radio Show has done over 1,000 interviews, and it's also the longest running hair broadcast and also the number one daily radio show on the hair industry.
Well, thank you for that, Ms. Terry. It is. Well, I've done over 2,000 interviews.
Wow.
But yes, right here on this version, this edition of the broadcast, it's the new Hair Radio Morning Show, which we launched back in 2015. The new version has been on for over 6 years. You know, when we start something, Ms. Terry, we stick to it.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I love that. Yeah, that's really what connects you to success. Am I correct?
Yeah, that's good stuff. Good stuff.
Yeah, that's what really lends you to, making it out there in the world. You really have to kind of start something. You got to stay with it. And when you start, there may be, no following, no support. You couldn't, like I used to say, if you were on fire, they wouldn't spit on you to put it out. It was just, that's how it is when you start something, because particularly in our community, Ms. Terry, it's not always easy for folks to understand that entrepreneurs, folks with special gifts, must be recognized in that person. And then, because I've talked with a lot of folks, and this is really the truth. I remember one gentleman who was a customer of mine and a client. And I wrote a book for him way back when. And I said to him, I said, did anybody, when I first talked to him, I said, did anybody ever tell you you have like an amazing voice? You know what he said, Ms. Terry? He said, what? No. He said, really? I said, yeah. I said, don't they have ears? You know what I mean? Don't people have ears?
Yeah, they do.
So,
a lot of people don't pay attention to those things either.
Ms. Perry, I don't. When I see, come across a person, their talent is almost like if I meet you, either in person or through the phone or wherever, I have an ability to be in tune. My spirit automatically connects me with whatever I perceive that you're emanating, whatever I perceive your gifts to be. And I can't help it. And so I usually bring it to the person's attention. I'm always blown away, particularly in our community, when I come across folks, like their voice, I'm like, oh my God, I'd kill for your voice, literally. I literally would. I'm never making this up. I tell folks, the truth. And I shoot straight from the hip, as they used to say back in the day. But I really mean it. Have you heard of that, shooting from the hip?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, we won't say how old that is, folks. But, Mr., what do you think when I say something like that, though, about the, recognizing the talent in others?
I feel like you kind of have an ear for it. I think everybody doesn't really have that ear. I know people tell I know my sister, she says that a lot of her coworkers have said that she has like this really calming radio voice and stuff. So some people notice it, some people don't. I think some people just talking so fast they don't really realize it. But yeah, like you said, you have an ear for it, and this is your, radio and talk is your business. So you pick up on it immediately, but I think it's awesome.
Well, thank you. But I appreciate that. But I also think it goes to that we need to recognize more in our community. We need to stop and literally smell the roses because there's so much, the reason that we, in my opinion, the reason that we have these gifts is that the gifts are meant to touch the world.
Mm-hmm.
That's for humanity. It's for humanity. When you hear these amazing singing voices and people who's acting just make you, you know, your jaw drop to the ground when you're watching movies and TV or what have you, their gifts are meant for us to share. Your gifts are meant for us to share. So by us, you know, begrudging folks of success and happiness and taking the time to understand what makes other folks tick and all of that, that's something we've got to move away from. And we've got to learn to focus and support, just like what we've been doing on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, I want to take us back to celebrating Black Music Month. And off mic this morning, Miss Terry and I, we were talking because I had an interview with Louis Martinet. Louis Martinet, and this is Black Music Month, but Louis Martinet is not an African-American gentleman, but what I love about him is that he created the group Exposé, and their music kind of bordered on some R&B-ish as well, but it really was high energy. And particularly up here in the Northeast where I am from, he really set the mark out there by creating the girl group Exposé. And you guys know them. They had 4 top 10 Billboard hits, not kind of hits, not off on some charts you don't know, Billboard top 10 hits. And he wrote all the songs on their first album, again, Exposé. So Louis Martinet did... he was a part of a music movement called Freestyle Music. And I loved my interview with Louis Martinet for this broadcast. We'll try to get it on now. I've talked about him, kind of got to play it. But Louis Martinet, he's just an easygoing person, and I love that he developed that group. But Freestyle Music, for those of you who are not in New York, New Jersey, or parts of Florida, whatever, you may have never heard of this genre of music. You heard of R&B and hip-hop and pop and classical and all that other stuff, but you may not be familiar with the term freestyle music, but those of us in the Northeast were. And so there were so many folks, but I always have to say, when he created these songs back in the day, it was so memorable to us. So, you know, maybe today we'll end out with folks like Shannon. She was huge back in the day. She had a big, big hit, a couple of big hits, and we've got one of them. We'll get on. We'll end out with that freestyle music. So, you know, and I'll try to get on Louis Martinet again. If not today, we'll definitely get it on for you the early part of next week. Next week, we're going to continue our recognition of Black Music Month. I've got interviews coming with everybody. And I do mean everybody from CeCe Peniston to Lenny Williams, you know, to, just everybody, you know, that I can't even begin to name. We have lots and lots of wonderful, you remember you just mentioned it, Ms. Terry, about over 1,000 interviews.
Oh, yeah.
Quite a few of those are folks that, that's a lot, yeah. And we have a connection with everybody. You know, I remember... I used to be a manager for this kid. I remember he was an amazing dancer. And I remember coming over to New York City. This was back in the 90s. And he tried out for a video. He's such a great, great, great dancer. And the video's out there. And come to find out, he was featured in the video with, God rest his soul, Old Dirty Bastard. That was his name, ODB. So we're not just cursing. Old Dirty Bastard was a well-known rapper. And the song was called Fantasy by the one and only Mariah Carey. So when you look up that video, you'll see my dancer who got paid a lot of money to be in that video. So I was real happy. So really good stuff. So we have memories and connections with just about everybody in music and entertainment. I'm so happy here, to be doing what we're doing. This is a joy to do the show that we talk about every day, Ms. Terry. What do you think? I'm running my. What do you think about this, Ms. Terry?
I'm listening at you talk about ODB and stuff, and I'm like, oh, we're telling our age again.
Well, you know what? Yes, we are. But I'll tell you, I'm proud to talk about it because most folks know I've been, they've been listening to me for 25 years on radio and throughout things, sure. And I've been working in, I call twin industries. I've been on the entertainment side, the hair industry side, also been in broadcasting 1 year longer than being in the hair side. So really, you know, this is okay. You know, folks have been listening all that time. So I can no longer say I'm only 25. that doesn't work anymore. So listen, right? Well, I've got to get this guy on. I absolutely love him. I just met him the other day, and he came to New York. And I have to say, because I had not I had not known of him before. And we played his interview a little earlier, and I put it out across the internet. But what I most love about him, he reminds me of a younger version of myself. And he is an entrepreneur doing amazing things. And he's in this neck of the woods, but I doubt very seriously it'll be long before, you know, he'll be all over the place. So I do want to get this on again, Ms. Terry, and you and me will talk about this on the other side. So I'm going to get this right on. I'm going to throw in a commercial, and then it'll be a quick interview with Jermell Silverback. So stay with us, everybody. Ms. Terry, we've got a lot more still to go this morning on the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show, and we've got some more music to come. Stay with us.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
Listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and I'm actually out in New York City with the amazing, I mean, he is an entrepreneur, but you're also doing so much more, and you're helping a community, which really is the true meaning of an entrepreneur. It's my honor to welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show for the very first time, and you guys have heard their commercial right here on our broadcast. We'll talk a little bit about that. Mr. Jermell Silverback, welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Mr. Organic, I understand. So welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show. What can you tell us, Jermell, about your business enterprises?
Well, basically, I own a brick and mortar in Willingboro, New Jersey, which is at 12 Charleston Road. We do hair products, all natural body products, health products. We have natural herbs, natural spices. We're also community-based, where we work in a community with the youth and teach people about healthy living. And I have a vegan restaurant in Beverly, New Jersey as well for health. So I'm all about health and fitness and wealth.
Why is that so important? Why is it so important these days about health and fitness? Is it because we've just come out of this pandemic business, or have you just always thought that this was the way to go?
I've always been in a position to live a healthy life. I've always wanted health to be a part of everyday life for everyone, because it's not only mentally structuring, it's also physically.
structuring. So to live a healthy life is to live a great life.
Well, I kind of was blown away. First of all, I love your commercials that air on our network. I'm just, you know, these are things that are very catchy. So it tells me you have a lot of talent. And also, they're memorable. And I just want to make sure that I said them and told everybody the correct name. So we've got the All Natural Corner, and we have La Luz Restaurant, that we've been La Luz Restaurant. So tell the folks a little bit about these, if you don't mind. Just a little bit more detail.
So the All Natural Corner store is an all-natural product store, once again located in Willingboro, New Jersey, 12 Charleston Road. And we are all about natural beauty products, hair products, skin products, and products for your inside as well. We also have La Luz Vegan Restaurant, which is in Beverly, New Jersey, and that is for all vegans and ones that don't know anything about being a vegan. We do comfort food. We have a Philly cheesesteak and our meatloaf and mac, no cheese. So make sure, you know, you could come and check us out. And we're all about comfort in both places.
Well, I'm just happy to say that you guys are on board with the Hair Radio Morning Show. You're going to be at our upcoming event, all of our hair events, and we're going to do a whole bunch of content sharing and all of that. So we want to just let you guys out there know that we're going to be following Jermell very, very closely right here on our broadcast. And what's one of the things? I mean, you're big on community. You've done a lot of community things, and you haven't your own nonprofit. Please take a moment. You got to talk about that.
Well, yes, SVG Academy. We work towards children with and adults working with talent, which may be mental, physical, anything instrumental. We teach audio. We do studio. We have a studio. We also virtual singing lessons. So I try to keep everybody grounded and give them all types of incentives of how to stay outside of the streets and in the homes virtually, or come to our nonprofit organization and they can learn how to work as well.
Okay. We've got to talk about your entertainment side. You got to tell us about some of the artists and some of the folks that you have, and please shout them out from us here at the Air Radio Morning Show. Take it away.
So we have Deani Starr, who is next up. Please make sure you check her out. Her single, The Ocean, is out. We just did the video, so we'll be dropping a video next month. So her name is Deani Starr, D-Y-A-N-I Starr. Also, we have Protected Species, which is our youth group. And they're leading the way with their storybook, which will be out in next month as well. And you can also check out their video, which is now on YouTube, and all sharing factors. And their name of their video is called Perfect. So that is, and shout out to my other artist and friend and partner in the All Natural Corner too, Ratchet Rab. So Rab, he's out there, and he's also leading the way out of the SBG camp. And then we have Albert the Poet. Leading the way, and so we have a troop, we have a squad of new, and last but not least, Escort Chanel. So she's been in the booth, she's been in there. She's also has a new single that's about to drop with Capone from Capone and Noriega. So we're doing a couple things, and yeah, we're here. So that's Silverback Gorilla Promotions and Management, SBG. Is the wave, and SBG is the name. So remember that. Thank you.
And you're going to be right here on the Hair Radio Morning
yes.
Show. That's the biggest thing.
Yes. Yes.
So listen, I have to say, Jermell, it's a great honor to have you on with us today. And just keep it right here, folks. Stay tuned to everything that's going on. We're going to keep you informed about all of what Jermell is working on. Again, we're grateful to have Jermell. Silverback now. We're calling them Mr. Organic. They've got everything you can imagine. He's doing some really great things. And we're going to be, you'll be reading about him a whole lot. So real soon. So just What can I say? Thanks so much for being with us, okay? And you shouted out everybody, and we just, we're grateful. So thanks again for being on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Very first time, folks. All right, keep it right here. We've got a whole lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. Stay with us.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Just like the eyes are the window to the soul, the scalp is the window to beautiful and luxurious hair. The way to obtain it is with Stimulating Roots. Stimulating Roots will exfoliate and detoxify your scalp, promoting healthy hair growth. Stimulating Roots has a system to detoxify and grow your hair. Their shampoo combines menthol, camphor, and pink grapefruit essential oil to improve blood circulation in the scalp. Their conditioner, that stimulates, moisturizes, and hydrates the hair. The Regeneration Oil, that contains essential oils that work together to promote hair growth while calming an itchy, dry, and irritated scalp. Open the window to beautiful and luxurious hair. Awaken the senses to your scalp with Stimulating Roots. This is available at StimulatingRoots.com. That's StimulatingRoots, R-U-T-Z.com.
So how did that happen, or how did it come about, and did that change along the way?
Well, hanging around him, you have to become a fan. He teaches you what real music is.
Yes.
I had knew his popular things, Little Red Corvette, Kiss. I remember watching Kiss on a video, just watching it, and I was
you
just
knew
staring.
The 80s.
Right. Yes. So yeah. I knew of him, but I, like I said, never thought that I would wind up working with him. I wasn't a fan, and so I think that's another reason what kept me around so long, because I wasn't so geeked out and tripping off of him when I got around him. It was a job for me to do. I showed up, like one of the fans said on my page yesterday.
Morning coffee, vanilla latte.
All right, we're back live. That was a little clip of Miss Kim Berry, and I'm going to try to get on a little bit more of that in just a few minutes. It's Friday morning. It's June 11th of 2021, and it's hour show number 576. We're live this morning, everybody. It's a little about 8:30 in the morning Eastern time, 7:30 Central, and Kim Berry is, or should I say was, the hairstylist to the one and only Prince, and you guys know her. She's been with us right here on this broadcast. The Hair Radio Morning Show. I love the Hair Radio Morning Show, Miss Terry. And Miss Terry comes to us out of Georgia. She's on with us right now. Miss Terry, I just love this because we have the true superstars of the hair and beauty industry, as well as the entertainment folks who join us every day on the show. So what do you say when you hear somebody like Kim Berry? You heard the gentleman earlier, the entrepreneur who joined us. What does that mean to you? Hold it. Folks, let's see if we can find Miss Terry. I think, Miss Terry, are you with us this morning?
Yes, I am.
Okay, yeah, there you go. Okay, we were
awesome.
About to come down to Georgia and find
yeah,
you there.
Yeah, no, don't. I'm here.
Don't come down there. Okay, good. Now, so what goes through your mind when you hear these folks on our show?
I mean, it's just amazing. Because, I mean, I've been in the hair industry a lot, and just to be a part of this team has really introduced me to a lot of people that I, you know, had no idea existed. And when you hear people like Kim Berry and her experience being a hairstylist, you know, for Prince, that's a dream
for
job.
For 29
probably.
Years, yeah.
Yeah, that's a dream job. Like, she was a part of his family if she's been around for 29 years. That's
exactly.
A whole lifetime.
It really
is. And so
is.
I just think it's an amazing job that most stylists would die to have the Prince's hairstylist. And so,
exactly.
Yes, it's amazing just to hear the different stories of the different people.
Yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and get that interview on a little bit of it and give you guys, because I think it's a treat for Friday. And we just, you know, recently celebrated Prince's birthday. So I think we'll do just that. Miss Terry, stand by. Folks, we'll be back. Stay with us. We've got more. I'm going to get on Kim Berry's interview. Might as well let folks listen in honor of Black Music Month. It's June. Stay with us, folks. You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now, I have a very, very special guest with us today. She actually is a hairstylist, and I should say a superstar celebrity hairstylist and author. It is the Hair Radio Morning Show's great honor to welcome Miss Kim Berry. Good morning, Kim. Good morning to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. It is truly a great special honor for us. Let's just start and jump right on in. We need to tell everybody what makes you a celebrity superstar stylist. And one of your most notable clients, of course, the one and only Prince. Let's start there, Kim. First, tell us a little bit about yourself first. Now, you're based out where? Where are you based?
Los Angeles, California, born and raised.
Oh, really? You were actually born in, I don't know anybody who was actually born in Los Angeles.
Yes, born and raised. My mother and father are from the country, North Carolina and Tennessee, so everybody thinks I'm from the country because I got their ways, but I'm born and raised in Cali.
Well, listen, we have a lot in common because same thing here. My parents are from North Carolina. And I lived out in Los Angeles, but you were actually born there, so that is amazing. I love that. So now tell everybody, you are a celebrity stylist. I was a hairstylist. I want to know celebrity. They want to buy you.
I appreciate it.
Awesome. You fit the bill. So absolutely. First of all, you have notably one of the most famous clients in the world. There is very, very few folks other than the late Prince who would be on par if there was such. So let's turn to that. Let's go back a little bit, Kim. Now, I also want to tell everybody, first of all, one of the reasons you've been out, you've talked a little bit, I saw some things online, you have authored a book that kind of chronicles a lot of this, I'm sure. Which I'm very proud about. And that book is called Diamonds and Curls with a Z. I love that on the end there.
Yeah.
Yes, and about your life working with Prince. So let's start at the beginning. I know you've been asked a lot of these questions I've seen, but I think it's a remarkable story, and I'm very excited to have you on board. So let's start at the beginning. How did this all come about? Are you what I did uncover, which I thought was a hilarious story. I did catch part of it where the Prince's former stylist before you pretty much quit on the job, so to speak. Do you remember that story? Can you please tell our audience? I think it's hilarious how just the thought of it cracks me up. Yes, please share that story, Kim.
Yes, I had been actually dating Prince's bodyguard, and I just kept asking him, you know, get me a job.
Well, now,
you know,
that
so
wasn't
we
Big Coco,
together.
Was it?
Yes, it was Big
Coco.
Okay. And so I had done my research. Yes, I had been dating him for a while, and so finally he started taking me around to the camp, and I would hang around, you know, at the video shoots and photo shoots and things. So Prince is very astute and always watching the area, so he knows when there's someone new in the area. So he's always watching you. So I had been, like, I'd go, whenever I go to the sets, I would always go to wherever the hairstylist and the makeup artist was. So finally I met Tanya, who was his stylist at the time, and so we just clicked, and, you know, you just meet genuine people and you become friends. And so she and I were hanging out, and she was just complaining one day, and she was like, you know what, I'm tired of doing this. I want to go home. I don't want to live out of a suitcase. And I was like, girl, you got the best job in the world. She's like, it's not what you think. And I said, Lord have mercy. I said, once I it's funny how you covet someone else's life, but you don't know what they go through in the course of a day. And so she was like, it's not what you think, Kim. And I said, I think you work for the biggest entertainer in the world. And she was like, Kim, it's not what you think. And sure enough, my mother used to tell us all the time, you know, be careful. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. And she went into, we were on a video set. I forgot what set it was that he was shooting that day, but he went into the room with Prince, and he snatched a comb out of her hand. And she said, you know what? She said, my lips are chapped from kissing your little black ass. I'm out of here. And she literally, after the video set, she packed her stuff up and she left. And I said, when you call it a holy hookup, that I was standing there and got this introduction. I had been hanging out with her. I had formed a friendship. And so the people in the camp knew who I was, you know, and it was just interesting that what God has for you is for you, and not even the gates of hell going to keep you from it. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And see, she quit, and I call it the holy hookup that I was standing there. They were going to Germany the next day, and so they left to go to Germany. He said, tell Tanya to get the salon ready. And all the team was like, no, Tanya quit. Because, you know, Prince is used to being Prince, so he talks crazy to you, and the next day, of course, he knows you're going to be there. No,
right.
This day, Tanya packed her stuff and left. And so he said, so what do you mean? I'm going to Germany without a hairstylist? And they were like, yeah, they didn't know what to tell him. And so he was baffled, so they had to hire somebody when they got there. He hated the person. He wound up doing his own hair for the show that night. And so they come back to Los Angeles, and Coco said, get your stuff ready. He said, meet me at this club in Beverly Hills. And he said, bring your portfolio. I got my portfolio. And one thing my parents used to always instill in me, you know, if you stay ready, like the rapper say, you ain't got to get ready.
That's right.
I had been doing photo shoots. I had been stacking pictures. I had my book ready. Went to the club. They had already made preparations for me to get in. And God was just awesome. It was just a move of God. So we laid the book on the table. I approached him. He looked at me like, how did you get to my table? And I was like, my name is Kim Berry. I know you don't have a hairstylist, I said, and I'd love to, you know, do your hair. And so he looked at me. He opened the book. And he said, so you do hair, you know, in his, you know, snide remark way. And I said, yeah. He said, you got a salon? I said, yeah. He said, go hook it up. And so I already knew. I had been watching her, following everything she was doing, and I noticed on her table, she had this hairspray, I went and bought it. If she had this gel, I went and bought it. So I was duplicating her table, never thinking that I would ever get the opportunity to do Prince, but I said, if she's using it, I'm going to use it, because she's a celebrity stylist. And so my dad used to tell me growing up, preparation, success is when preparation meets opportunity. When the opportunity presents itself, will you be prepared? And literally, opportunity to the line, I went through how to do. I got the line by the phone call, and he can't print. And so he said, oh, no, you got to do. Now, mind you, I ain't 20 years old. I ain't left Inglewood. And so I said, yes. And yes just popped out of my mouth, and I was like, oh, my God, what did I just say? He said, okay, great. He said, we're sending a car to come pick you up. He said, meet us at the airport. I said, I'm sorry, what? He said, is there a problem? I said, no. He said, I said, oh, my God, in my mind, I'm freaking out. And so I was like, meet him at the airport. I was like, wait a minute, what's happening? But that's just how Prince does. He get down. Everybody that you know that has worked for him has the same remarkable story. Like, it's on the spot. You're getting hired. And wow. So I called my mother. I hung up the phone, and I called my mother. I was like, oh, my God, I just talked to Prince. She said, stop lying. I said, no. I just talked to Prince. I said, he said that they're sitting in the car. I said, I don't have no clothes. I don't have no. She said, you better get to that airport. She said, take your curling irons and your hairspray, and you get to that airport. And she said, I'm going to send you some money in the morning. You go to Target, buy you some clothes, and you keep on moving. I said, oh, my God. So I literally took the coat on my back and my curling irons and jumped in. They sent the limousine. I went to LAX. Him and his brother was on the plane. I walked past them, sat down on the plane, flight booked, everything.
When
first
you say
time
on
I
the plane,
know,
was this a commercial plane?
No, commercial
or
airline, yes.
Okay.
So he, for most part, he did commercial. And I just couldn't believe it was happening. I was like, oh, my God, there's Prince. And went and got on the, sat down on the plane. And first time I got off the plane, I saw snow. I was like, oh, my God, it's Christmas Eve.
That's like you're from California.
Yes. So seasons were, was the first time I met seasons was traveling with Prince. And so saw snow. I got to the gates open to Paisley Park, and I was like, oh, my God, it does exist. Wow. They walk me through the back door. I go upstairs to the hair salon in the back room, and it was just amazing. I'm like, oh, my God, this is happening. So his brother walks in. His brother said, okay, you're going to do me first. And I said, okay, great. So I'm trained for this. So my beauty school teacher would hand me 6 or 7 towels at a time, train me on speed, train me on ability. And he said, look, he said, quality and then quantity, never sacrificing one for the other. He said, your first head needs to look as good as your last head. So I said, okay, got it. I've already been trained. God had already been putting it in my path and getting me ready for the opportunity such as this. And I did his brother hair and 4 women that were there hanging out with them that night, and one behind the other, bam, knocking down heads. So his brother said, okay, well, he'll be in a few minutes. I said, okay, 1 hour goes by. 2 hours go by. I'm sitting there. I'm looking around. Now, I'm in Paisley Park. You can see the purple rain jacket in the corner, a raspberry beret outfit. There's jewelry laying around. I sat there with my hands in my lap, and I said, Mama used to say, if you go in somebody else's house, you don't touch nothing that don't belong to you. I sat right there for 2.5 hours with my hands in my lap. I said, okay, I don't know what's going on, but if they don't know that I know that it's a camera's watching me, I said, okay. So finally, his brother.
Well, you were very smart for 19, though. You're very
absolutely
smart. That was very
absolutely
wild.
Yeah. Mama didn't play that. Mama trained
very well.
Absolutely. So I sat there, and his brother stuck his head in the door and said, you didn't steal nothing, did you? I said, excuse me, first of all. I said, Mom, I knew this was a test. I said, my mom ain't raised no fools. I said, second of all, quit playing with me. I got to go to the bathroom. He said, you could have went to the bathroom. He's laughing at me. He's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I said, no, I ain't moving through this man's house. This is his house. And so I stayed right there. And so he said, okay, for real. So I got settled, and he said, okay, for real, he coming in a few minutes. I said, don't you leave me sitting here. Now, mind you, Paisley Park is a self-contained, they call it a creative battleship. And so inside Paisley Park, there's kitchens, so they can make their own food. There's studios. There's a hair salon. There's a dance studio, there's a disco, there's a performance area. That, like, this place is massive.
And when there are elevators inside there. We saw a little bit of it. There are elevators inside there.
It's a complete compound. It is
compound,
amazing.
Yeah.
Even now, when Oprah Winfrey came, Oprah Winfrey was like, I thought Harpo Studios was huge. She said, my studio will fit inside of here. She said, this is massive. So if you would impress Oprah Winfrey, you know you're doing something.
You got that right. And
yes,
I've only known one or two to do that. So you're right.
Absolutely, yes. Wow. And so finally, Prince stuck his head in the door. Oh, my. He slipped it back. When Prince on stage, the largest of this huge thing. And you see him first, he's a soft man, very clear. And he used to be a lot of tenders. And I'm like, yeah, it all up. So if he was getting the door, said, yeah, I love your work. He said, but you can't have those nails in my head. He said, I'm tender-headed. I said, okay, click, 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 click. I just started breaking off all 10 nails right there in front of it. He started laughing. He said, oh, my God. He said, you are so funny. He said, okay, yeah, you're going to work. He said, go back to the hotel. We're going to Miami in the morning. I said, I'm sorry. Wait a minute. I said, you're not getting your hair done? He said, no, I'm good. Don't worry about it. It's too late. He said, well, I'll see you in Miami. I'll see you at the airport. I was like, oh, my God. So I'm packing up my stuff, and I'm just like, so did I just get hired? What just happened? I was like, oh, my God. So we get to Miami. We stay there for a few days. He says, Kim, order whatever you want. He said, just hang out. I'll let you know when I'm ready to get my hair done. I said, okay. But a few days later, he called me. He said, we're going to Chicago in the morning. I said, you're not getting your hair done? He said, don't worry about me. I'm good. I said, okay. So I called my mother. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm moving from city to city. My mom said, just keep going. She had sent me some money. I went to Target before we got on the airplane. I bought me some clothes. I said, oh, my God. I was like, what is happening? I was asking my mother. I said, who lives like this? My mother said, you do. And that's when my reality shifted, and I was like, I'm a celebrity hairstylist. Like, I'm rolling with Prince. So Prince rolls with his bodyguard, his hairstylist, and sometimes that's just it, his bodyguard and his hairstylist. But we were going from city to city. They were partying. They were doing their thing. And every night he called me, Kim, you good? Okay, just get what you want. Just let, you know, I'll see you in the next city. Finally, we get to New York,
And I had been with him like 2 weeks by then. He still didn't get his hair done. He said, Kim, get the salon ready. I said, okay, here we go. So I get the salon. I find the salon. I got a private room. I set everything up. I got everything laid out exactly how he's used to seeing it. So and knowing that he's a creature of habit, I had studied Tanya's habits. Yes. And so I got ready. He walked in. We had a consultation. He said, okay, I want color. I want a perm. He said, you know, I need a cut. And he said, so, you know, let's do it. Now, before we get to him, his brothers tell me on the way to the salon, don't touch his ears. Don't look him in the face. Don't do this. Don't spill water on him. I said, wait a minute, Jack. Y'all making me nervous. I said, I do this for a living. Don't you mess me up. And he said, no. He said, and what was funny was everything they told me don't do, I did. I said, but Prince took it all in stride. And when I tell you that I hooked that hair up. I said, Kim, breathe. I said, you got this. Relax. He ain't no different than nobody else.
He's just a person.
I said,
exactly.
Yeah, I said, you do this. I spilled water down his face while he was in the shampoo bowl. He said, okay, lady, wait a minute. It tastes like you're trying to drown me. I was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I touched him up. Got it back together. We finished that hair. He looked in the mirror, did his little left-right look. He spun around on them heels. He was like, okay. He said, see you later. He said, your limo's waiting for you outside. And he spun around on them heels and disappeared into a puff of purple smoke. And I was like, I looked out the window. The limo driver was waving at me. He said, I was like, okay, Kim, yeah, you a celebrity hairstylist. I said, wow. And literally I've been rolling with him for 29 years after that. It was the most amazing journey I had ever experienced, you know. And I take nothing for granted. I thank God that he could have chose anyone else. And he did. There were other hairstylists that came in and out throughout my career. But Kim always got the call to come back.
Wow.
And it was beautiful. Yeah.
Well, I have to tell you, I can speak to one thing only with regards to ever seeing Prince. I saw him one time live.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I ran into him in Los Angeles. I remember this. It was the early 90s. And myself and one of my colleagues and at the time, we were in the airline business, of course. And I remember flying out to Los Angeles. And we showed up at this club. It was all the rage back in the early 90s. It was on Sunset, called Roxbury.
Yeah.
And Prince was there. We were on a second floor, and they let us into Roxbury. Now, this Roxbury club, they had, when I tell you they had all these fancy cars pulling up.
Absolutely.
And I do mean fancy. It was right there off that little turn off Sunset. It was on Sunset, if I recall.
Yeah,
and I remember all these fancy cars. Now, my friend Richard and I, we showed up. Do you remember the station wagons that had the little panel on the side?
Yes,
you may not go back that far, Kim, but they had station wagons with the panel on the side. Now, we showed up at the Roxbury getting out of a station wagon with the panel on the side.
Right.
And
okay.
We go up to the door, and the gentleman says, you know, he looks at our ID. He sees we're from New York. He knows that we are definitely not the typical caliber that's coming into the club. Well, we didn't know this. I don't even remember how we ended up there, but we didn't know it at the time. So we go in, and we heard that Madonna's dancers were there, and they had all these people. We didn't hear that Prince was there, but they had all these other celebrities who were there. And we ended up they had a balcony on the second floor, and who do we see but Prince. We're seated on the second floor. Prince literally walks by with, we assumed, his bodyguard.
Yes.
It was he and one fellow. That was it. So it kind of fits in with everything that you said. And he just walks by us, but the bodyguard gives us a look like, don't approach him, don't ask. So we did.
Right.
And he walked by. He wasn't much taller than us sitting down as he walked by, and I'm not exaggerating. And that was the only time that we ever had any, that I've ever had any run-in, if you want to call it a run-in, but he walked right by me. So I never forgot that. Now, I have to say, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the All-New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, my very special guest with us today, her name is Kim Berry, and she is what I, by all accounts, to be a celebrity superstar hairstylist, and she is also an author, and her book, so super popular out there, called Diamonds and Curls, and that's with a Z, and this is about her life story with none other than Prince, the superstar. So I have to say, Kim, let's pick up with that, or even go back a little bit. Now, where did all of this come from? I know that you were in, you had gone to beauty school and all that, but what about before that? What inspired you out in the California and the L.A. area to get into hair care and all of that? What was that inspiration? And then we'll move to the book.
What's really hilarious is I had no inclination, never thought about being a hairstylist.
Really?
I was going to school. I was going to be a doctor, and I was going to, you know, whatever, you know, life was going to take me. I had graduated early from high school, top 10% of my class.
Wow.
So I told Mom, I said, I did everything you told me to do. I said, I'm taking a job. She said, yeah. I said, I go away. I said, and just clean my, you know, babe, I brought you a diploma. I did everything. Me. I said, now I'm just going. She said, okay, great. About 2-3 months into that, she said, what are you getting ready to do? I'm like, what are you talking about? I said, I'm taking a year off. She said, ma'am. She said, ain't but one queen in this house. She said, so you going to get up, you going to get a job, you going to school, or you going to get the hell out of my house? I said, wait a minute. I'm the baby. I done did everything. I did everything you told me to do. I said, I can't chill. I said, the boys is chilling. Why I can't chill? She said, Kim, did you hear what I said? So I got mad, went walking up the street down to Crenshaw Boulevard in L.A. Yes. And walked up into Pacific Beauty College. So I just walked in. I said, let me go see what they talking about in here. And walked in Pacific Beauty College, sat down at the table with Mr. Cedric Goins, the owner of the school. He told me everything about his beauty college and what it entailed. And I was like, well, forget it. I'm going to just do this for the meantime just to get her off my back. So before I knew it, Mr. Goins had me signing on the dotted line. He said, I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. I said, wait, tomorrow? School start tomorrow? He said, yes. He said, I'll see you tomorrow. He said, make sure your lab coat is bright and white. Make sure your shoes is clean because I will lock you outside. I said, I'm sorry. What wow. did I just sign up for? So sure enough, got my things ready for school. I came home, brought the paperwork, showed it to my mother. I said, well, I hope you happy. I go to beauty school now. She said, I hope you happy. And went in her room to close the door. I said, oh, my God. I said, this lady here. I said, what did I do?
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. That was the amazing Kim Berry, and I have with me on the line Miss Terry, of course, out of Georgia. Kim Berry, Terry, and Carrie, as if I tell you it's Friday. Anyway, I'll have the entire Kim Berry interview on for you next week. And if you can't wait till then, please go to Spotify, where you listen to Prince's music anyway. Go to Spotify, Spotify. It's an app and it's a platform out there where folks stream music. But you can also catch my podcast. And all you have to do is put in a search for Carrie Hines. You'll see the entire Kim Berry interview there with me. So please go to Spotify.com. And you can listen to the entire interview, along with all my other celebrity interviews and so much more. I just want to take a moment to remind everybody the lineup, and I want to thank everybody from all of our listeners all across the country and around the world who listen to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I got to shout out folks over in Ghana and Ebenezer, you guys saw us sing over in Tokerdi, Ghana. Also, our big friends, Mawarren over in Nigeria, Catherine down in Australia, and so many other folks who tune into our broadcast, all my amazing celebrity friends and our wonderful hairstylists and barbers who keep this broadcast going, but most importantly, our sponsors and our advertisers who put their money where their mouth is. If you want to advertise on the show, reach out to us. If you want to be a guest, reach out to us. I'm Carrie Hines on Facebook, K-E-R-R-Y-H-I-D-S, or inbox us, whatever, all that wonderful good stuff, or call our office, of course. We're here to talk to you. We'll be back on Tuesday live. We're actually, Monday we have a repeat broadcast, an encore, best of, if you will. Tuesday we're back live. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday we have live call-in.
You can call and share your thoughts and all that wonderful good stuff. And if it was your first time listening to us today, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, thank you. I want to also thank our guest today, Mr. Tony Terry. If you've missed any part of this, you really need to hear Tony's interview. He is the big singer with a big hit called With You in honor of Black Music Month. So go back. We're going to share this broadcast a little after 9 o'clock this morning Eastern Time. We'll share it across our Facebook and across our social media at Hair Radio. Go to my website, hairradio.com. That's HAIRADIO.com. We have an extra outro we'll get on in just a moment. Ms. Terry, I want you to have a really great weekend. And did you have a good time with us this week? Did you have a good time?
I definitely did. Always, always. Definitely did. Enjoyed each and every broadcast.
Awesome. All right. It's been live, I have to say. We've really been doing it up this week, okay? So enjoy the weekend. Make it a great, great time, folks. And here's our outro. We'll see you back here live on Tuesday morning. It's that time again to bring this edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. But it doesn't have to end here. Visit our website at hairradio.com and find out more about today's program's guests. Now, I want to thank our amazing on-air team and fan contributors, and especially our great sponsors, which include FixYourFeet.com, Rugged Evolution Beard Care, Smooth Black Ink, Stimulating Roots, Prestige book by Mr. Jarrell Glass. Now, don't forget to come meet all of us in person at our live hair and beauty show. It's a HairNationExpo.biz event called The Road to Healthy Hair. It's being held at the Showboat Hotel in Atlantic City, New Jersey on Saturday, August 21st, 2021, Sunday, August 22nd, 2021, and Monday, August 23rd, 2021. That's three big days. Now, the hours are from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tickets are on sale now at eventbrite.com. The event is for everyone. You don't have to be a hair or beauty professional to come to our show. Let us know if you'd like to be a vendor. Call us. Call our office at 862-277-0686. And again, that number is 862-277-0686. Now, if you're interested in being a guest or advertising on the Hair Radio Morning Show, give us a call. And for those of you who are just starting your career as an entrepreneur, you want to pick up your very own copy of How to Get Rich in the Hair Business. It's by me, Carrie Hines, and is on sale at Amazon.com. Start your new career as a Caribbean Hair Products Distributor, where you'll make money and meet interesting folks selling our hair care system. Caribbean Shampoo, Caribbean Conditioner for the fellas is Caribbean Beard Oil. It's my very own hair growth system that's infused with caffeine to stimulate the scalp. And don't forget to tune in to our very next live edition of the Hair Radio Morning.